InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen. Right here on The Alex Jones Show.
About 3.5 years ago, they had a big fake expose on me in the Southern Poverty Law Center. And the Democrat Party lawyers who had a copy of my cell phone, we now know the DOJ was involved, gave it to them. And they had an employee inside the operation that for a year illegally hacked in, we filed a police report on it, into the internal cameras that are in the walkways and entrances and things, trying to get something. We also caught him 2 years ago at 3 a.m. in the parking lot trying to wirelessly with a laptop get into the system. The Southern Poverty Law Center is a multinational intelligence agency cutout with over $1 billion in offshore accounts. I am not just a leading expert, the leading expert of the Southern Poverty Law Center. I am its victim. They quarterbacked a lawsuit in 2018 that later got dropped because I said that they ran the Charlottesville attack with actors, and that they fund all the major white supremacy organizations. Now, the reason I know this is I cut my teeth on Waco, got on air in 94, Waco happened in 93, but I really started, you know, getting immersed with experts after Oklahoma City. General Benton Parton came to Austin. I interviewed him in 95 when I was 20 years old. And he explained how the Southern Poverty Law Center blew the building. He then gave me all the witnesses, the police officers. They murdered them. Other ones they didn't murder. The FBI came in the office and said, we're going to kill you and your wife. You don't shut up, to the head of the canine team. I had them all on. The witnesses that saw the feds, the deputy head of the ATF, German intelligence operatives, all of them planting bombs. Carol Howell, the ATF FBI informant, when she found out they were going to let them go ahead with the bombing, just like McVeigh did, so they set him up. He didn't want to actually blow people up. He was told it was just a setup, like the World Trade Center bombing in 92 that the feds ran. And then their informant, when they found out they were going to really blow the building up, recorded them saying, we're going to really blow it up. Remember the first one with the truck bomb? I interviewed him, a former CIA operative, multiple times, Ahmad Salam. So when I tell you I'm an expert, it would take me a four-hour show just to tell you all the run-ins with these people. I had the SPLC-funded special ops set fires in Florida when I was covering a military roundup concentration camp drill, and I had to physically get in a fight with one of the individuals. Mike Hansen watched it in the swamp. Yes, I fought special ops in swamps. Okay? You just can't make this up. So last night, I was busy with transition stuff, not really doing my normal news research. I left here about 6. And I started getting calls from the office saying, they just had a press conference. They indicted the SPLC for running all the major white supremacist organizations. They run them. They didn't just have informants of them. And it just, my brain exploded. The top of my head blew off because, A, what the hell's going on with Todd Blanche doing something good? And why are they doing this? And B, you want to strike at the heart of the system, baby, this is it. And the reporters are trying to dial it back. Oh, it's just informants. He's like, no, they run the organizations, and they do. And they've sent white supremacists to try to kill me. I'm not a drama queen. I don't make a big deal about this stuff. I've always said, though, somebody kills me, it's probably a white supremacist. Now they got their tranny army. Now that's the number one group. But I am the leading expert, and I'm going to tell you what really went down here. Remember, they sued me for saying Charlottesville was staged. No, it was literally a gay pride group just dressed up as white supremacists under SPLC control. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What's this?
Oh,
I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly, with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high-quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, something extremely historic and something extremely dangerous to the globalist NGO, tax-free foundation, CIA, MI6, German intelligence, International White Supremacist Network happened last night. The SPLC has been caught in federal and state court, along with the ADL, their junior, when it comes to actual black ops, though Greenblatt says they're going to go into aggressive black ops, including using exploding pagers on Americans that disagree with them. Seriously, he said that a month ago. He played the game he liked. 11 indictments handed down against the SPLC for millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars a year, funding all the major white supremacist organizations, funding their leaders. It's been estimated that if you go to one of these white supremacist events, half of the people there are feds. And they are the leadership. And they compromise people, too. They set them up and say, if you don't work for us, we're going to put you in prison. They plant child porn on them. This is what they do. They planted child porn on me, and I went ape on air and said they did it and exposed it, and the FBI gave us a letter saying, yes, we were the victim. But most people roll over. Okay? So I am a leading expert. In fact, I'm the expert on the SPLC. I was read into this by General Parton and others by 94 when I got on air, and I knew about Ruby Ridge and got to know Randy Weaver by 95. I was read into it by Randy Weaver, General Parton, Ted Gunderson, FBI, and it's all since come out. And then I have had them attack me, infiltrator operations. Send out active duty military under their control to arson fires to try to set me up. I had to physically stop them. I mean, it's been a war. And they were behind a lawsuit in 2018, which we'll show you, where I was sued for saying that Hillary and the Democrats and the SPLC were behind Charlottesville. And I just said that in general, which was obvious and now been proven, even before this came out. And then they just had some random guy that had worked for Hillary Clinton say that I said he was, which I didn't say, so they later had to drop it. They built a straw man and said I harassed him and all this stuff. But that's how they always do it. And then that's right around the time of that they came to me at a higher level with a cabinet member. Actually, so it would validate it from the Trump administration. This is off-record meetings. And they told me, oh, we're being friendly. We want you to meet with these top Democrats. If you don't do this, you're going to be sued and destroyed. Well, I didn't take the deal, as you know. And so all the lawsuits commenced. This Charlottesville one was the first. I even forgot about it. You know, I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars fighting it until it got dropped. When we said, well, let's just go ahead and go to court, go to trial, and I'll bring out the evidence. So the fact that the FBI came out and the fact that they indicted them and a grand jury did for running these organizations is historic. And it goes right to the top of it. And the same multinational intelligence agencies and think tanks and NGOs, and above that, the tax-free foundations, and Georgetown's the hub of this. Georgetown's run the research and data mining against me, we now know for 20 years. That's a major CIA hub. It was Georgetown law that ran that particular lawsuit against me, but was also involved in the Sandy Hook stuff as well than the subsequent PR garbage and all of that. And it was because they were sick of me just continually exposing how they operate. So this is massive beyond vindication, because we already knew this and had the proof. But bottom line, I knew within 2 weeks of Oklahoma City happening, from the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, from the former head of FBI Los Angeles, from Randy Weaver, and from the incredible researchers here in Austin, the Deputy Fire Chief Vic Vreeland, former Air Force Intelligence. People ask how I know all this stuff. I just was like, had a popular show, and it just had all the top OGs just like, son, you're recruited. You're gonna, we're old. We won't be around for long. Here's everything. It's like Spock, you know, mind meld, remember. So that's why I had a super leg up. I was like shot out of a cannon against the globalists. And they're almost all dead. They're almost all gone. I mean, I've been interviewing Gilbert Griffin since 95. He's still alive. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I am so damn blessed. It's like I've been in the NFL of Patriots for 32 years. I was like immediately NFL level. Not because I was good, but because I was there. And I had a popular show, and I was good looking, and I would listen, and I would learn. And I'm just so blessed that God put me in the position like a seed where he planted me. But that's just some of my bona fides, my curricula vitae, or however they say it. So the DOJ doing this is a whole other subject. They've been doing all this bad stuff and covering up. Now they did this. Well, it's because if you look at the multinational intelligence agencies, at the highest level, it's not one agency or one group. It's gophers and then controllers above it, like Epstein in the files, that control the NGOs, the tax-free foundations, the Trilateral Commission, and then into the intelligence agencies, and then into the Southern Poverty Law Center, that is just the cutout or the envelope in which they deliver the package. But doing this is unbelievable. And when you watch the 20-minute press conference, they don't hold back. Because I had just seen clips last night and heard about it when I was driving home, so I shot a quick video on it. And then when I actually watched it, I was just blown away that they didn't hold back punches. It's like, no. They're not just informants. They weren't just paying for informants. They run the organizations, which we know. And we had other FBI ATF informants that went public, Carol Howell and others over the years, when they're like, you're building a real bomb to blow up a daycare center in a federal building? No, I'm not part of that. And then she runs to the DOJ, and they're like, sweetheart, we're going to indict you too now. Because Eric Holder was running the attack, Deputy Attorney General at the time. And he ran Fast and Furious, false flags, the rest of it. So they blew up Oklahoma City. I've interviewed the police, their widows, the witnesses, the HUD employees. They had, you know, the ladies at HUD would exercise on the maintenance stairways. And they were stunned. I had a couple of them on, like, how these were handsome men. And then she later saw them at the press conference in the evening of the bombing. And she's like, those are the guys that I saw that said they worked for the telephone company. But they were so handsome. It was a German intelligence guy and the deputy head of the ATF and a top FBI guy and others, and they had the head guys and they're loading it with bombs. But all the bombs didn't go off. And that was all announced in the news. So I've interviewed the widows of the cops they killed because they saw this. I've interviewed the cops that they came and threatened to kill in their offices, like Browning, the head of the K-9 unit. This is all the stuff that's on record. The SPLC built the bomb and bombed Oklahoma City. For the Justice Department at Elohim City and Camp Grouper, the military base. We have photos of the Ryder truck being loaded with the ammonium nitrate. It was the diversionary blast. McVeigh was Army Special Operations. He thought it was just a setup drill, but he said no. I've talked to people involved. They drugged him and set him up. And, of course, his doctor was Jolyon West, the deputy head of the MKUltra program, who was also Jack Ruby's psychiatrist, Sirhan's psychiatrist. Oh, you mean to keep going? So you need to understand all of this, that this is the heart of the enemy. And I've seen in the last 7-8 months almost nothing good from the DOJ. That's a whole other subject. But this and the way everything they've done is an internal battle in the deep state. We now know Trump goes in, does investigations, finds all the stuff they've done that's bad, and then he uses it for blackmail against them. That's really what's going on. The problem is it then backfires on him. But guaranteed, I've done an analysis of this in my mind, really thought about it hard. Trump is sick of them double-crossing him and then using Epstein to blackmail him or friends close to him, his orbit, not him. Trump is now taking the gloves off, and this is to go deep into the deep state, striking at the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's why this has been done. So there is a full-on deep state civil war going on. Not that Trump's even good, in my view. We have to go with that if we don't know. But what we've seen, we can't say this is some 3D chess for good. But definitely for survival, this is, if I was Trump and I was going the way he was going, I'm not saying I would do this, but I can see this is the move. And I think this is the move he's done. I know, there's a lot of data goes there. My brain's like, no, 100%. I'm not going to say 100%. It's my prime political, geopolitical, cultural equation that this is 99%. We'll know 100% if we see more action like this to follow quickly. This is Trump grabbing the deep state by the huevos and saying, cut it out or it's all coming out. But the fact that they laid so much out in this indictment, which you got to read for yourself. In fact, I meant to print it. Give me the indictment, please. The 11 indictments, please. It's all in one big thing. I scanned it this morning. Forgot to send it to you. I mean, this is really incredible. So I'm still analyzing and percolating and cogitating on this. But then we've got the SPLC putting out compilations attacking me when I exposed that Charlottesville was an inside job. And then we know they were behind the lawsuit against me that when we got up to, the actual trial, they had to drop. But they ran Charlottesville. I even had the Charlottesville Tiki Torch guys on, and I went, hey, just a year ago, you were the head of Obama's campaign in Charlottesville. He goes, yes, well, I've changed. I'm a Nazi now. And I'm like, dude, you're a portly gay dude. And I'm like, let me guess, your major's theater? Yes. And we went and spot checked him. It was all from three universities, gay dudes in theater. Okay. I mean, just look at them. Nothing against gay dudes, but I mean, they're gay dudes. They got a lot of sugar in the tank. And they went out to then fight liberals that thought they were fighting white supremacists. I mean, give me a break. We got to find the footage. We've not been able to do it. Maybe Mike Hansen has it. We have Meek in front of the KKK and saying they're federal agents. And it turns out the head of the KKK at that rally was later came out was a Fed. They were calling for killing black people and stuff. But I've got footage in Austin from like 96 where we went out downtown. It was out by Auditorium Shores by the river, Lady Bird Lake, called a lake. And they had guys that looked like Larry David, God bless them. I mean, you chose me. Is this a Jewish person? Yes, that's an Ashkenazi Jew. They had like 15 Ashkenazi Jews in brown Nazi uniforms with swastikas and 1930s hats on. And I go, look, they're Jewish. And they started like turning red and kind of giggling. They're like heiling Hitler. And it was ridiculous. Ridiculous. And it's the same thing. And of course, I said that about Charlottesville. And the media attacked me over it. But of course, it's now come out that the very groups running that, in the documents, in the indictment, millions of dollars to them. Okay? So this is how they do it. And last time I checked, they got $1 billion. That's what we know of in the Bahamas. And it's their credit cards, their financing. And I remember about 2013, they said, oh, we're interviewing people, SPLC. We would like to interview about extremism over the phone. And they get this girl on being all nice. And I'd like to come down and see you. We don't think you're really that bad. They're like, why don't you come here? You can work for us. We could pay you a lot. She's like, well, you're not going to like what happens if you don't. So this just goes on and on and on. And we've got to find that footage. It still exists of the Jews in the Nazi uniforms. I mean, God, at least get somebody that looks like they're German or something. I mean, at least get somebody that looks like me. I mean, good God, a bunch of guys. I mean, might as well have Howard Stern in a Nazi outfit. I mean, you know, classic Ashkenazi features. Larry David. So the media is spinning it. They're indicted on fraud for taking donors' money and giving it to Nazis and the KKK and all the, you know, yeah, all the groups we said are feds. Notice no money to me, no money to Nick Fuentes, no money to all there ever is in federal documents or the Epstein files is we got to get Jones, we got to get him. It's always get him. But notice all these bots and all these groups and the white supremacists have always hated me that I'm Jewish and I work for Israel, blah, blah, blah. No, you work for the Southern Poverty Law Center. You work for the bad guys, not me. I made my bones before you were born. I've been fighting the system forever. I'm consistent. And that's why they always say Alex Jones is a Fed. Alex Jones is loyal opposition because I got battle scars, literal and figurative, all over me and nothing but a track record of being accurate and telling the truth no matter how much pain I got to go through. And they can't stand it, that I can't be bought, I can't be intimidated, they can't starve me out, they can't make me run. Because I was raised on shotguns. And I say grace. And I say amen. And if you ain't into that, then I don't give a damn. Yeah, there's real people in the world. You know you're real listening. You know you couldn't be bought. You know they could put a gun to your head to deny Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You'd say, pull the trigger. Well, why don't you think there's other good people out there? The devil's greatest trick is convincing you that good doesn't exist. I can tell you right now it exists because I'm good. That doesn't mean I don't dream about strangling my enemies. It doesn't mean I don't lust after women. It doesn't mean I ain't red-blooded. But when it comes to selling out to evil and hurting innocent people, baby, I love fighting devil worshipers. And let me tell you, I could do a whole show on this, and I'll have to spend some time on this today, but it blew me away. It's so big, but this is more important for everybody, so I'm not going to get to that probably even today. Guess what we discovered about the onionoids? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like I thought. They look like it, they're it. Guess what they're publicly into? Take a little wild guess. We have video of it. You ever heard of Abrina Abramovich? Ever heard of spirit cooking? I got video after video after video. These are the creatures they send after me. I'm honored. You can take one look at these people. Let me tell you something. When I've been in these show trials, these people show up, and I mean, they'll make your skin crawl, folks. And I mean, they look like demons, but not like they're trying to look like demons. They all got like fetal alcohol syndrome. They like walk into the back of the courtroom when I'm on the stand and like make devil faces, and the police, the bailiffs would see them and throw them out. Like you're sitting there, and the guy walks in and like, yeah, it's a big demon face. You're sitting there going, and you know what it is, but you're like, wow. Like I'm scared. I didn't know I was fighting demon possessed people out of the pit of hell. Really? I didn't know when a special ops guy jumps out and sprays lighter fluid all over the grass and lights it on fire so they can put me in jail and I got to tackle him. I mean, I didn't know I was up against bad people. I better put my tail between my legs and shit all over myself. You're fools. Once a fight starts, anybody will tell you, I love it. And I'm going to say it again. I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me. So you're wolves, scraggly, ugly, you got mange, you like to hurt little sheep. Well, guess what I am? I'm a 170-pound sheepdog with big-ass jaws and razor-sharp teeth, and I like to do one thing. I like to get wolves by the neck and tear their throats out politically, nonviolently. And that's what I do. And I got your blood all over me, and the carcasses are lined up by the thousands. So, and if it takes 100 wolves to chew me down and get me down and beat me, good. That's what it's all about. That's how a sheepdog wants to go down, bitch. But I did pray this morning for God to bring vengeance, not through us, but through God, and justice upon all of our enemies. It's time to start praying like Moses did and calling down the plagues on the real evil. They're trying to call on God for all their wars and their evil. It's time for us to say, no, you are the province of Baal. We are the children of God and Jesus Christ, his son, and we call on Christ to come to our aid. And I do, in the name of Jesus, amen. Because this is a spiritual war. And without God renewing my energy and my spirit every millisecond, I couldn't stand against the spirit of Satan. And not because of the fear of the devil. My problem is the pride and the war spirit and the barbarian berserker angle. That's the key the devil has that gets into me. And that's what I've got to control and keep locked down with the Holy Spirit. But fear? These little scraggling rats join Satan because they're scared of it. Because that's the spirits that are sent at them because the devil knows they're cowards. The devil doesn't send me spirits of fear, but spirits of domination. And I have to turn down the ring of Mordor, you fools. Satan never offered you the ring of Mordor, you idiots. I have been offered it. And Trump has clearly put it on. And you see what's happening to him. He'll be destroyed if he doesn't take it off. But enough metaphysical trillion-foot view. When we come back, the DOJ press conference highlights, on record, exposing the SPLC being behind the white supremacist groups running them and Charlottesville, you name it. And it goes on and on. We're going to get to it all. But remember, we close next Thursday at midnight. I had a feeling they were already cutting everything off. They filed in court. They're coming at midnight with private detectives group. And they're locking the doors at midnight because they already know how the judge is going to rule next Thursday. It's all fixes in. The Onion's already says they're in the building. They're already advertising. They have InfoWars. They're already selling the gear because it's all staged, folks. They don't even care. The judge was an HBO production, fake trial. She walked the red carpet. She put makeup on every day with the TV cameras. It's all, these are the idiots that serve Satan. These are the losers. These are the people that think the world is powerful and think they bet on the right team. They're a joke. But the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me, and it owns bigly the parent company, the Alex Jones Network, and all that's going to happen, and we need funds. So go now. Your last chance to get classic InfoWars apparel. And we're filing a bunch of lawsuits and stuff, and we'll tie them all up, but it doesn't matter. I'm not going to give them anything to come back on. It was a clean break moving forward after InfoWars. The InfoWar belongs to everybody, but the term, you know, InfoWars.com, that's in the past. That's just one battle cruiser that won a bunch of wars for us. Now we're jumping into a new sleek attack ship. Like, oh, okay, you dented up this shield and tore up my armor. More battle armor, more battle axes. Give me, you know, put the helmet on. Let's go. Put me on another horse. You shot my horse out from under me? A giant new war horse is trotting out, snorting fire. I'm going to put a big helmet on that horse. Yeah, you ready? I get ready. And that horse just gets down on his knees. So I don't have to climb on and sit on it. Forward. Sword in hand. Total domination. We'll be back. Support us right now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
I've been an oilfield for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife, comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80. We're selling for like $40. We'll be right back. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue.
I know. I love it. stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it, up about it, up about it, up about it.
Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 Blue.
I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it, up about it, up about it.
Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 Blue.
I just can't shut up about it, up about it, up about it, up
about it.
Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy. But one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones Store is doing with their product line. So check it out, thealexjonesstore.com, Ultra Methylene Red.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
So we have massive Iran news, huge political news. Democrats are sweeping every special election, statewide, local, across the country, through their fraud, but also because people aren't coming out for Republicans because Trump threw a wet blanket on it. Now the Republican Party is officially in panic mode, saying Trump's killing them. I told you that 6 months ago with Mark Mitchell, trying to get Trump to course correct. All the neocons and people said, oh, you're a panican, you're an idiot, total victory, Trump's invincible. Wah, 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 wah. You're wrong again. That's not even hard to know. The Iranians have broken the blockade. They've got complete damn control. They got thousands of artillery and missiles pointed at the damn area. Our ships can't even get close, so they'll sink them. The Navy's telling Trump, no, we're not going in close because they know the ships will get hit, and then Trump will go to full frickin' war. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs has absolutely gotten in Trump's face. I've confirmed it from people in CENTCOM and Army Special Operations. It's all happening. Thank God our military is restraining Trump and the frickin' neocon lunatics. It's a nightmare. That's all coming up. But the good news, and what we got to spend some time on today, is the SPLC. And I've always told you, the ADL is junior to them. The ADL wants to be them. They're like Robin, the evil Robin, and the SPLC is the evil Batman. I mean, they are evil. And they run the KKK and the Aryan Nations and Vanguard, National, you know, all that stuff. All of it. And documents have come out before. They didn't control that back when Dr. William Pierce was in control, but it later came out that his two deputies were, and he always suspected them. So, I know the lay of the land, like the back of my hand. I know these groups. I know the organizations. The death threats I would get, my family, it's always the white supremacists, and we would track it back to the SPLC. And again, they infiltrated us 4 years ago. This employee quit, but he said, I want to work for South by Southwest. And then about a year later, he comes back. He goes, oh, I like my job back. I go, we don't normally do that, but okay, we'll hire you back. Jacked into stuff. You know, I've already talked about it. You saw him release the stuff. The worst they had was me walking around at midnight with my shirt off with a bottle of vodka and a cigar hanging out of my mouth. Ooh, boy, is that some secret? That's why I tell you even the bad stuff about me, because it's just family and people say, why did you just say that about yourself on the air? Because there's nothing to hide, people. Okay? And I can go 6 months not drinking. The point is I've had an issue with it off and on. I got a lie. I got, you know, it was an empty stomach. I'm not saying anybody drugged me on Tim Pool. When I was at this other studio, I had a bunch of people that he didn't know. But I did have an empty stomach. I only eaten breakfast that day, and it was like 6 or 7 at night. But I had a little bottle of vodka. I had two doubles, and I think I got roofied on that, because, I mean, that was bizarre. I went and fell asleep in the car for like 3 hours. That 4 shots of vodka don't do that to me. I don't really feel that. I'm not saying somebody drugged me, but I hadn't got to that point. The point is that I did get roofied once when I wasn't drinking anything at a sushi restaurant on Congress. And I was literally crawling to my car by the time I got out of there, but side issue. Yeah, it's tough being famous, folks. It's not all it's cracked up to be. But I did it so I could expose these guys. But the reason I'm talking about myself personally so much is because I've been there. It's not like I'm back, you know, 100 miles away from the front. I've crawled through these trenches really more than anybody living. And it was my training. I realized all this has been God training me. And I got sued by the SPLC. They admitted they were involved through Georgetown CIA law group for saying that Hillary and the Democrats, the SPLC, were behind it. And when it came time for trial, they dropped it. And I'd forgotten about that lawsuit. I even forgot last night. I had to like spend hours last night, this morning, just remembering all the SPLC stuff. I was like having, you know, flashbacks, just, oh, and that, and this, and, I mean, 50 other stories, okay? And, man, Waco's weird. When I was protesting the KKK up there, I did it a bunch, but the only tape we ever found was Waco. I look up at the parking garage above the courthouse, and they've got the sheriff's departments had their rifles pointed at me. And I'm in a T-shirt and jeans, bullhorning them. And the KKK leader that later turned out was a Fed, as I said, came out in court documents like a decade later. He was saying, I'm going to kill you, you son of a bitch. We got tape of it. The Second Amendment means I have a right to kill your effing ass, and I'm going to kill you. And after about an hour of bullhorning him, I turn, and there's a sheriff's deputy right up next to me. And he's looking at me, and I go, man, this guy's crazy. And he's like, forget exactly what he said. He's like, F you, you're lucky to make it out of here. And that's it right there. But I mean, it's just thousands of these experiences. It's all coming back to me. And they blew up Oklahoma City, folks, and they've run it all. The ADL wishes they were them. They're now saying they're going to become them. They're going to start targeting Americans with exploding pagers. This is the 8-front war Netanyahu announced 6 months ago. It's here. It's crazy. And this is how they stir up the anti-Western, anti-Christian, anti-white garbage, is by leading it with a bunch of feds. And now Trump has had them indicted with all the evidence we see to have leverage over the deepest parts of the deep state. Because they'll get all the evidence, they have the evidence. And then I've learned Trump will get the evidence and then use it against him as blackmail, which is one of the courses he could take. I don't agree with it. because they double back on him. But this is a big move. And I know that's what they're doing. I expect a lot more of this in the days and weeks to come. Watch. This is a big deal. So Mark Dice, everybody else are doing the videos. Alex Jones was right. We're going to post them on X, link to Mark. But it's not about me being right. It's about you discovering what I know. Because when I get up here and tell you this stuff, this happened. Most of it I got on tape. The crew remembers the infiltration of the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the employee admitted he did it and bragged about it and everything else. Little combo, they got my cell phone downloaded. Then they had to parallel construct it, claim they got it somewhere else. I know the players are. I know what they did. You don't think we don't know? We know. Because there's a lot of good guys on the inside, too. In the same groups, Harrison Smith, get that Harrison Smith 1 minute video. He's in there, find it. Where he shows no Sandy Hook Alex Jones searches on Google from the year it happens until right before Hillary attacks me, and then thousands of articles a week. And then they say, I made money off of it. I talked about it. No. They used me saying I persecuted them and did things I never did. Nobody did to them. To raise $300 million, public record, while the DOJ funded them and ran them. So it's all about fundraising, too. They can't raise money for gun confiscation, gun control, so they just say Alex is bullying the parents of dead kids, raised $300 million off, while saying I'm raising money off them. Didn't talk about them for almost 3 years before they sued me. Said 3 years before I thought it happened. Barely ever covered it. Realized it was a setup. The professors, the guys involved, they were working for them. Oh, yeah. All a big setup. Because they killed those kids with professional shooters. And that's what they don't want coming out. It's in the police reports. There was a pile of kids in the bathroom in a pyramid with no blood. And that's God's providence. They're deposing me in Connecticut for 2 days. And they go, read these police reports. You say this didn't happen. I said, no, people said it didn't happen. I covered what they said. And I'm reading like the third page. And it's like, first officer goes in, sees the shot up door, can't open the bathroom door, opens it, pyramid of dead children, no blood, believes bodies move there. And then the Chris Maddie goes, and grabs it, goes, because that's all sealed. He gave me sealed police reports. But I saw it. And then they're like, we want this all sealed. We want the deposition sealed, 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 sealed. That's how God works. Here, read this. Okay. You ever see this before? No. I mean, you can't get it. It's sealed. I'm reading the police report. What do you think? He didn't think, wait a minute. There's a pyramid of dead bodies in the bathroom. No blood. Police believe moved there. Kids are saying a guy's running back and forth in camo shooting into the windows. That's in the police reports that they don't want you to see. Oh, that was in there too. Because he grabs the top pages. I heard him. I'm like, there's camo, man shooting through window. He's like, oh, God, give it to me. Like, literally, lawyers, Senator Blumenthal's son's in there, grabbing. This has all really happened. It's just like, and I'm like, oh, my God, this has been set up the whole time. They're like, there was never a man in camo arrested. It's on the goddamn news. Excuse me, Lord. There's a man in camo running up and down, shooting through the windows of the kids. And who the hell moved the dead kids in there? See? And they had those professors, liberal professors, come out and do all that and set me up. And they had the former deputy head of CIA psychological warfare tell me it was all stage two. Setting me up. I remember mom heard him on the air that day, years before I got sued, like 5, 6, 7 years. She goes, that guy's an insider. She goes, I can tell you, don't ever have him on. He's setting you up. She never calls about the show. Doesn't listen much. She's like, you don't ever have him on again. God told me that's a setup here being set up. I was like, mom, whatever. But it's all clicking now. The longer we're on air, the longer this goes. It's all being exposed. It's all coming out, you see. Literally grabbing papers. Like, this happened. And I tell my lawyers, hey, I want to unseal that. I want to get, we don't want to do that. Yeah, I figured it out. So that's where this is. They found the Harrison Smith video. You can do this yourself and duplicate it. No Google return on Alex Jones, Sandy Hook, until right before Hillary attacks me. And then it's suddenly everywhere. But I'm the Sandy Hook man. But I'm going to get back into the SPLC in a minute, but it's all the same group. All run out of Georgetown, the CIA. Here it is.
Go to Google, search Alex Jones, Sandy Hook, go to the news tab, go to custom date from January 1st, 2013, so that would have been 2 weeks after Sandy Hook occurred, to January 1st, 2016, and I searched Alex Jones, Sandy Hook. And what you'll find, there's just nothing. There's not a single headline or a single story about Alex Jones being related to Sandy Hook. Not a single one. But the interesting thing is, change the parameters from January 1st, 2016 to January 1st, 2020, suddenly there's thousands. And it just goes on and on and on. The first story relating Alex Jones to Sandy Hook was literally 1 week after the election in 2016. Sandy Hook truther Alex Jones says he got a nice thank you call from the president-elect. And then it was 1 day after that, daughter of Sandy Hook victim demands Donald Trump disown Alex Jones. I want to impress upon you what's actually behind this whole thing. They decided that a good attack vector on Donald Trump was to associate Alex Jones with Donald Trump and Alex Jones with Sandy Hook. For years and years, that was never a thing. It's all absurd, but that's just my personal view.
There you go. You can go duplicate it yourself. Zero. I did like 4 interviews about it. I had debates with a professor that thought it didn't happen, with a newspaper editor that said it did, and that turns into, I'm this guy. But that's how they do it. It's Georgetown above Southern Poverty Law Center. Same group. Got to hand it to them, though, when they raised $300 million playing victim off me. And now the guys they got coming in that said they've taken it over, hadn't been in a court hearing yet. Wow, we found out what they produced over at Adult Swim. About children and being loaded on ships and things being done to them in cages over and over again. It's all coming up. We'll get to that a little bit later. Let's just stop now. We'll get to that later. But that's the very guy saying they're going to wear my skin and they're me and headlines about I stole Alex Jones's job. It's meant to bait me and like, oh, no, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. You're going to get everything you wanted and more. You fools. So, let's go to the Attorney General, Todd Blanche, Democrat Party operative, telling the truth and saying, no. We're not saying that they funded the leaders and ran these groups. The grand jury is, that's the documents. This isn't informants. This is running them. Here it is.
I just want to make sure I understand. You're alleging that the Southern Poverty Law Center was paying the leaders of KKK and other groups to continue their operations? Is that?
I'm not alleging it. The grand jury returned an indictment that says that. And so what the investigation found, according to the indictment that was returned today, is that they were paying. So Southern Poverty Law Center is raising money, asking folks to give them money to dismantle racism. And over a very long period of time, they were using some of the money they raised from donors to pay to, they call them field, you know, basically to informants, for information, for access, to just pay them for certain, to do certain things. And so, yes, that's exactly what the indictment charges.
They run the organizations. They ran and built the bomb. They bombed the Oklahoma City building in 95. Now, here's Kash Patel talking about it. And Kash says the indictments are coming for Crossfire Hurricane and coming. Okay, well, let's see it. If I start seeing you guys do some good, I'll be like, hey, great. But I'm just going to call balls and strikes. They're taking over the file. Trump now knows how to actually get into the deep state, and they're going to use this against him. Which Trump better do, because they're about to take the midterms. They're coming after you, pal. So, you know, you better have a plan. Because what you've been doing is killed us with the voters. Here's the FBI director.
We're here today is to announce what the general just told you. The Southern Poverty Law Center, in a massive, sweeping indictment, has been charged with allegations of fraud and using the banking system to perpetrate that fraud. I just want to talk about a couple of brief things here. The Southern Poverty Law Center themselves advertise to raise money to dismantle violent extremist groups for a period of at least a decade. They used their donor network to raise money to purportedly dismantle violent extremist groups. However, the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, used the money they raised from their donor network to actually pay the leadership of these very groups. I just want to say that again. They used the fraudulently raised money by lying to their donor network, thousands of Americans, to go ahead and actually pay the leadership of these supposed violent extremist groups. The groups, as the general laid out, include the Ku Klux Klan, the United Klans of America, Unite to Right, National Alliance, the National Socialist Movement, the Aryan Nation Motorcycle Club, and the National Socialist Party of America, and also the American Front. In at least one of these matters, our investigation revealed that funds were used to facilitate the commission of further state and federal offenses, totaling over $3 million. Furthermore, our investigation revealed that the Southern Poverty Law Center, on top of perpetuating this widespread, decade-long, multi-million dollar fraud, conducted more criminal activity. They attempted to hide their criminal activity from our financial banking network. They set up shell companies and entities around America so that the financial institutions that we rely on as everyday Americans were deceived in believing that money was not coming from the Southern Poverty Law Center in the perpetration of this scheme and fraud, but rather fictitious entities they stood up to perpetuate this ongoing fraud. This is a serious and egregious violation of a group that purported to dismantle violent extremist groups, but in turn actually only fueled the hatred. This is an important case brought by the president, by President Trump's administration. We're thankful to the president for his leadership and funding of not just the FBI and DOJ, but his commitment to go out there and wipe out fraud and conspiracy and waste and abuse wherever it occurs, including the Southern Poverty Law Center. Even though this money was made to appear to be coming from legitimate people and legitimate entities, we at the FBI, with our great partners at the Department of Justice and in the state of Alabama, were able to comb through a decade worth of material, a scheme that took a decade to build, so that we were able to follow the money, because money never lies, and they got caught. As the Attorney General said, these charges are varying, they are widespread and wide-ranging, and this investigation is very much ongoing. Today we're here to announce the charges of the Southern Poverty Law Center, and this investigation and the individuals who are responsible will be brought to justice. Thank you, General.
All right, so I'm going to get more into this at the start of the next hour because it'll take a little bit of time, but Ed Martin's a big listener. I've known him 25 years. He was hired by Trump to be the task force leader of corruption, and a lot of in my meetings with him on the phone and up in D.C. was about other stuff, and I knew that he was looking into the SPLC, the ADL, and others, and of course he knows all this stuff up one side and down the other, being the head of the Eagle Forum and you know, all of that. It goes back to the original top generals that formed an anti-communist committee with McCarthy, and that's the same organization. So, and General Flynn's ahead of it now, the group that McCarthy and those generals set up to defend the Republic. So, I mean, that's who we are, folks. We're the original OGs, the real Americans, you know, not the white supremacist idiots and all the rest of them. We're the real people. And I'm going to reveal next hour the fact of specifically that I know that a lot of this information for this investigation is what Ed Martin was up to. And so I'll just give Todd Blanche them credit. At least they took something Ed Martin was doing and finally did something with it. Because every time he wanted to do it, they'd say no. And they're sitting on top of a pile, including the chief of staff of Biden came in and said early, oh, my God, yeah, they ran a committee. He wasn't running anything. It was Hillary and Obama and Jill, and they were all in there with Hunter, and they would decide what bills. And I don't want to go to jail. And that even came out later after Martin told me about it. He had whistleblowers out the door, and Blanche just killed that. Now, maybe they're going to go back and do it again. I don't know. But, I mean, this is – Trump needs to know about this. I mean, he can't possibly – we have them by the balls. It's another reason I'm so pissed off. But, yeah, I had conversations with Martin about the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL. He didn't get into details of the investigation. He just said – I was like, you got to go after them. And he goes, oh, don't worry. So he wouldn't tell me, but he said, I can see everything, but I can't do anything. He goes, I can see everything. Everything. All their stuff. He did say, I mean, everything with Jack Smith, all of it. He said, you wouldn't believe it. And he brought in all these former Pentagon, NSA experts, decorated Army veterans, you name it. And they're in there, and everybody's always saying, bring in the military, they'll do it. Well, they did, and they got it. And now Trump's just sitting on this giant mountain of evidence of all the crimes they've committed. And that's why I'm so pissed off. But finally, something this big, you know, happened. So maybe this is the beginning of the dam breaking. I don't know. Pray for it. I saw some more bad news, though. Justice Department withdraws subpoenas for John Brennan. This guy is the kingpin. You don't know who's telling Southern Poverty Law Center what to do? He is the recognized deep state super gopher for the globalists still. This guy runs the CIA more than Ratcliffe right now. This is the guy that brought the hijackers in for 9/11 and everything. He's a communist, votes communist, and converted to Wahhabism 30 years ago. The close shot of the, look at even AP's photo, how evil he looks. I mean, he can't even help it. Can't make it up. He goes on CFR 10 years ago and says, yeah, we got weather weapons, we control the weather, but we can't tell the public. He's on TV saying it, knowing that's for elite consumption on C-SPAN, but then they go on the national news and say it's not happening. But the big person table, they're admitting it all, but we're over the little kid card table, you know, at Thanksgiving, picking our nose. Well, guess what? I never wanted to sit at the kids' table. I was reading that about Elon. I never wanted to sit at the kids' table. Not me. I used to stay up late when they were playing cards or 42 and just listen to every... I used to climb under the coffee table when my dad had all his buddies over talking about the New World Order and the globalists and all the stuff they saw, all the stuff that was going on. And I'd be under the table listening. And whatever my dad was up to, it'd be weird. It'd be like a Hell's Angel leader and an FBI agent and an Army colonel, and they're all playing cards, playing chess. A lot of weird stuff going on. But the point is, I heard a lot. Didn't know what to process at the time. Don't remember it all, but it just got into my brain somehow. Took it in with my mother's milk. And now here we are in the year 2026, and it's all coming out. It's all being exposed. All right, we'll be right back on the other side. And I'm going to get into the SPLC attacking me for saying they were behind Charlottesville and funding white supremacists. That didn't age well, did it, my precious? I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria in the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available. DallasTheStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the info war, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAlexShowStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Racism is down, people! Unless we get these hate We are out of a job! No more matcha lattes! Is this getting through to you?
If there's not enough racism, what if we made racism?
That's it!
I just want to make sure I understand. You're alleging that the Southern Poverty Law Center was paying the leaders of KKK and other groups to continue their operations? Is that...
I'm not alleging it. The grand jury returned an indictment that says that. And so what the investigation found, according to the indictment that was returned today, is that they were paying. So Southern Poverty Law Center is raising money, asking folks to give them money to dismantle racism. And over a very long period of time, they were using some of the money they raised from donors to pay to, they called them field, you know, basically to informants, for information, for access, to just pay them for certain, to do certain things. And so, yes, that's exactly what the indictment charges.
I've been on there 32 years, and my wheelhouse has been the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL running the KKK, the Aryan Nations, all of them. It's come out. They got caught in the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s doing it. It is well documented.
It's the biggest grift in at least modern American history, cutting into the literal DNA of these United States. On April 21st, 2026, a federal grand jury in Montgomery, Alabama, hit the Southern Poverty Law Center with an 11-count indictment, 6 counts of wire fraud, 4 counts of false statements to a federally insured bank, and 1 count of conspiracy to commit concealment money laundering.
They used the fraudulently raised money by lying to their donor network, thousands of Americans, to go ahead and actually pay the leadership of these supposed violent extremist groups. The groups, as the general laid out, include the Ku Klux Klan, the United Klans of America, Unite to Right, National Alliance, the National Socialist Movement, the Aryan Nation Motorcycle Club, and the National Socialist Party of America, and also the American Front.
One SPLC field source was even a member of the online leadership chat group that planned the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, making racist postings under SPLC supervision and helping coordinate transportation to the event. This is the very definition of a false flag setup on a massive scale. As this debacle unfolds, we're seeing the full picture of a vast conspiracy aimed at falsely labeling white men as the most violent racist threat to the country, a narrative that continues to drive the Democratic Party.
Close your eyes. Remember what you saw on television. Remember seeing those neo-Nazis and Klansmen and white supremacists coming out of fields with lighted torches. And remember what the president said when asked?
And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally.
Their veins bulging.
Specifically, that specifically. He was condemning them.
He did not. He said he walked out and he said, let's get this straight.
The veins bulging on their as they were screaming. Remember, just close your eyes and picture what it was.
Their veins bulging. Nazi sympathizers, carrying Nazi fags.
Veins bulging.
Now, in other times, Democrats and Republicans alike would rely on the Southern Poverty Law Center to help us keep track of the movements of violent white supremacy in the country. The Southern Poverty Law Center has been a vigilant voice in civil society against radical white nationalist violence and extremism, neo-Nazism, and other forces across the political spectrum that spread organized hate from any quarter. The president, however, wants to undermine civil society organizations and to reduce our ability to defend ourselves against the virus of racial violence.
Let's remember Charlottesville, where there was a mob of people carrying tiki torches, spewing anti-Semitic hate. And what did the president then at the time say? There were fine people on each side.
Racism is evil, damn it. And those who cause violence.
We'll be right back.
Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive. The two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly, with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high-quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Devastating and dangerous for the power structure, this indictment of the SPLC at the heart of the multinational globalist NGO think tank, tax-free foundations above it. I mean, they are terrorists internationally. The Germans, it even came out years ago when the corporate media wasn't controlled, and Der Spiegel and London Guardian, that the SPLC version affiliated in Germany staged hundreds of firebombings of Muslims and others to blame nationalist groups, to ban nationalism. It's false flag city. They blew up Oklahoma City. They did it all. Notice they never challenged me on that because we have all the informants that came out in court. These people are hardcore at the top. And we have the head of the Southern Poverty Law Center openly saying we need to get rid of all the white people. We got clips of that coming up. He's got hanging on his walls the decline of white population. I mean, it is just unbelievable. And now indicted for running the leadership. The funds went to the leadership to commit crimes. You heard Cash Patel. You heard Todd Blanche. And I don't need to believe them. I know it's all true. I've experienced it. Oh, man. So many things that happened to me are like popping back in my brain. I mean, I have been run over by these people. But see, I'm not a victim. So I don't even, my brain doesn't even, other than just remembering it so I get more data, I see that as, hey, I got in the fight. I'm taking them on. I expect it. And I just start thinking, in 32 years on air, what we've gone through, it's just what a brain trust this operation is. And if the globalists and the DOJ that's on record funding the lawsuits against me, if they think shutting down a URL in these studios does something, it does nothing. Even if they kill me, it does nothing. Because the record of what I've said is there. And the old broadcast and the interviews and the shows and what I said gets stronger. It's not evergreen, meaning it stays good, like Apocalypse Now or The Godfather or Gone with the Wind. It's ultra green. It gets better with time. It's infinity green, terms I coined. Now entering the vernacular. So I'm not going to play the whole thing. I appreciate my old colleague, Mark Dice, putting out a lengthy report saying Alex Jones was right again. It's not like you need to believe me. They've been caught many times. They infiltrated us 3 years ago, committed crimes, bragged about how they did it. We followed a police report. Nothing was done. Followed an FBI report. But the point is, we exposed it. So this is who we're fighting. And that's why their own Nazi surrogates have always said I work for Israel and the rest of it, because they work for the groups that control Israel. Never any documents I work for anybody. Never proof of anything, because it's the opposite. I am the captain of my ship. I cover what I believe is the most accurate, truthful information. And that's why they always say I'm not the real McCoy. Because we are, and so are you. And there's a lot of us, black, white, old, young, Hispanic, Asian, name it. We love God. We got red blood. So everybody's spinning this, though, that, oh, they fund racism to get fundraisers. That's only a small part of it. No, they create the racial groups and to act like idiots to then tie that to white people and white men in general to demonize a group for their larger depopulation program and replacement migration. And they're just a front group, a clearinghouse. It's come out that they're working with German and British intelligence and the CIA and Georgetown. I'm going to share all the articles where they, in the articles, brag, oh, we're behind the lawsuit against Alex Jones for saying they were behind Charlottesville. We knew. The people leading the little tiki torches were literally all gay men from three universities that came together and recruited who had all been Democrats months before and suddenly became Nazis with tiki torches. They're all, feminizing around. Like Liberace or something. Oh, we're Nazis now. Hal Hitler. And I had the leader of the group on. He's like, well, I was the head of Obama's campaign in our town until a few months ago, but now I'm a Nazi. Hal Hitler. Oh, God. Oh, you're handsome. Would you like to talk? I mean, literally, they're like, oh, I like you. Let's be friends. And it's just like, come on, man. And we got to find the footage. Mike Hansen had it. Multiple Nazi, Aryan Nations things in Austin. You go out there, and it's like Larry David and Howard Stern. Classic Ashkenazi Jewish, features. All look like male Laura Loomers before she got her nose job. Nothing against Jews having big noses. I actually think they're very aquiline in many cases. My wife's actually pretty much pure German and some Irish from Omaha. But she's her ex-wife, whatever. Big nose. I think it's pretty. Actually, I'm not bashing a big nose. I mean, they don't quite have the vulture nose or anything, but a nice aquiline nose. The point is that I would say these are Jewish groups. And I said it about, Charlottesville and there's old articles. We can't find the video of the Statesman. Jones calls Nazi rally Jewish. Well, I mean, my God. Frickin' Larry David in the Nazi outfit. I mean, it's a joke. And when they get caught, it's, a double life of the secret gay neo-Nazi. It's the same crap everywhere. Almost every leftist activist is a failed theater kid. So, here's a little bit of Mark Dice. I'm going to get into all the meat and potatoes of this and why this is so big. I'm going to shift gears on other topics, but here's part of Mark Dice.
The Department of Justice finally actually did something other than having Pam Bondi, the now former Attorney General, appear on Fox News for her nightly appearances to just whine about liberals while doing nothing. The acting Attorney General, Todd Blanche, who still has some major issues, I won't even get into that now, held a press conference along with Cash Patel, Cash Poop Thrower Patel, the diversity hire FBI director, and to announce that they finally actually did indict some criminals, major criminals. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which is sort of like the ADL, but the ADL is like explicitly Jewish, but the Southern Poverty Law Center just pretends to be some good old Americans from down south who are trying to fight racism for black people. And it turns out that, the Alex Jones tip jar needs to have a few more dollars put into it because he's been talking about this for many years. And it's kind of been common knowledge, but we did lack the hard evidence. The SPLC has literally been funding the very hate groups that they then oppose and then fundraise off of and then dupe Democrats into, trying to repeal the First Amendment in order to stop us from noticing things.
According to the charges in the indictment, the SPLC is a nonprofit entity that purports to fight white supremacy and racial hatred by reporting on extremist groups and conducting research to inform law enforcement groups with the goal of dismantling these groups.
A nonprofit organization that is worth almost $1 billion. like $800 million that's been hiding hundreds of millions of dollars in offshore accounts. And this indictment shows that they had a whole bunch of different shell companies in order to hide the money so that they could pay literal leaders of the few and far between actual white supremacist groups in order to, well, continue to make sure that they operated so that them and the government could point at them and say, look at these terrible boogeymen out there. White supremacy is around every corner.
As the indictment describes, the SPLC was not dismantling these groups. It was instead manufacturing the extremism it purports to oppose by paying sources to stoke racial hatred.
Paying them a lot of money. Someone at the National Alliance, which was started by William Pierce.
Yeah, let's hit pause. The National Alliance intellectually is the top of the food chain. So it's like Milton Friedman for, you know, libertarian economics or whatever. It's like, it's the top of the food chain when it comes to eloquence and things. And look, top pay. And this is just what they got. Let's continue.
Under a pseudonym. That guy was paid $1 million to ensure that that organization would continue running over a decade. An Aryan
Nation. Pause again. And now the ADL has to take all of our rights about all of our speech about anybody coming in the country that ever criticized Israel and the war in any way. Can't come to the World Cup. And now we have to raise money. You know, it's so horrible. And so when somebody shoots up a synagogue, what do you got to think? Who brainwashed him? Who stands to gain? I mean, come on. This is all common sense, boys and girls. Continue.
Peter paid $300,000. A Unite the Right member. Remember the infamous Charlottesville Unite the Right rally? So it turns out that they had some people that they paid over $250,000 in order to literally help organize and organize transportation for others to the event. They're paying KKK members, which doesn't really even exist anymore, other than maybe a few dozen losers in a couple of trailer parks, like in Kentucky. So they're only paying them $73,000. An American Front president, another white supremacist group, $19,000.
No, hit pause again, because I was just thinking of this and you just said it. There was an article, cover article, they gave a bump steer award to him, I think like 97. In Texas Monthly, back when it was more of a, actually a good liberal publication to some extent, it used to be really good. Grew up reading it. They exposed the FBI up by Dallas at a trailer park, paying hundreds of thousands of dollars over a few years to try to get two trailers that say they were KKK. And when the tapes came out, they're like, I actually like black people. Well, just put on a Klan hood and go yell it in front of a black church and we'll give you $10,000 more. All right, my kid needs his teeth fixed and braces. I'll go say I love Hitler. And the liberals actually exposed that then. I mean, this is sick. It's not just the Southern Poverty Law Center doing it. That was the FBI. Okay? So he's saying, oh, there's a few trailers that's going on. No, folks. It's literally, I'm from the South. My family's got land in East Texas. I've worked and lived there. People are almost all Christian. The blacks and whites get along. And everybody, racism before all this liberal crap was seen as not being Christian. And you don't look down on people that aren't doing as well as you. And I'm not bashing Northerners, but I never heard the N-word until I went on trips when I was, you know, 20-something to New York and places. And up there, all the groups talk crap about each other, and it's more just like what they do. Because that's what they're, you know, been fighting with each other, whatever. You know how it works. But, I mean, it's just like, I'm sick of this idea that Southerners are doing all this, and, you know, white men are doing all this. No, we just want to have a good life and pay our bills like you do. We're the same, folks. It's a lie. But they want us divided and conquered. Continue.
Alex Jones breaking this down a few years ago.
Charlottesville was mainly a bunch of homosexual leftist dressing up like Nazis who'd all formerly worked for Obama or Hillary, part of their art club, and then they lured a bunch of reporters there and some real white supremacist so the police could stand down and collide them into the folks.
Remember, this became part of the central myth, the fake news, the lie, the scam over why Joe Biden decided to run for president in 2020.
I ran for president in 2020 because of what I saw in Charlottesville. In August of 2017, extremists coming out of the woods carrying torches, their veins bulging from their necks, carrying Nazi swastikas and chanting the same exact anti-Semitic bile that was heard in Germany in the early 30s.
Of course, the real reason why Joe Biden got in the 2020 presidential race and got in late is because he wasn't going to run at all. Everybody knew he was unfit, because if he was going to run for president, he would have ran against Hillary Clinton. But he had to stand down in 2008, because it's customary, obviously, for the vice president to then run for president after the second term of, you know, their administration. But it was Hillary's turn. The establishment wanted that witch to be the first female president.
So pause. Because the racism thing was wearing out. They wanted to go more women against men. Remember, that was the whole thing? Back to him.
He was sent off to pasture, and they knew that he wasn't doing very well. But the crop of Democrat candidates had 0% chance of beating President Trump. Bernie Sanders was going to get the nomination, you may recall. And so then Joe Biden had to get in, because he was literally the only one that, you know, had any plausible chance of possibly beating President Trump. I've shown this clip numerous times over the years. I've quoted it in my books. This is Southern Poverty Law Center spokesman Mark Potok, a Jewish lawyer, in a documentary about the Charlottesville protest. And as you'll see, in case if you're new around here, he has been carefully keeping track of the decline of the white population. So here he is in his office talking about the boogeyman him and his scam organization are supposedly fighting. And the cameraman caught something on the corner of his eye, and to his credit, did take a quick little shot of it. So here he is talking about his scam organization, his criminal organization. And then the cameraman cuts to these interesting notes on the wall. And look at right there, the non-Hispanic whites proportion of the U.S. population back in 1920, 90%, 1940, 90%, 1960, 85%, 1980, 79%. Year 2000, 69%, 2012, 64%, 2013, 63%, only dropped 1% in that 1 year. 2015, 62%, and as we all know, we are tracking to be a minority in our own country because of the obvious mass immigration invasion policies.
Hey, stop there. We have clips of Potok saying that's the goal, and I have more clips of others saying it, including Anthony Bourdain, a trainer of that club. But CNN chef, travel chef. But when you pull back from this and you realize that this is an active agenda, and that in Canada they've euthanized over 100,000 people now in the last couple of years, 99% are white. The government pressures them into killing themselves. Now they're just doing it. Kids that are under the wards of the state, all white. All white kids being killed. And this is a fact. This literal anti-white genocide run by these people. Back to it.
90% back in 1920, it must have been like heaven, to now just a multicultural mishmash of garbage. After the Black Lives Matter insurrection, the summer of 2020.
Let me pause there. And I actually believe this. I'm a Christian. The garbage is the mind virus that black people, white people, Hispanics have. It is the spirit. When we're a Christian nation, we got along and did great. It's the added division over race, over sex, male, female, and then the culture of laziness, corruption, drugs, all of it. That's what's doing it. So I don't agree on a metric that we're garbage because there's more brown people. It's that they're bringing them in and then turning them against whites as a weapon. And that's why it's bad. Let's continue.
Floyd, the new saint of supposedly fighting racism, the SPLC removed the black hate group section on their website. They called it equity. It's equity through accuracy. Changes to our hate map. Then they went on and said, we're collapsing them. No, they're removing them. What they did is they lumped them into the anti-Semitic, supposed anti-Semitic hate groups. Okay, so according to the SPLC that tracks hate groups and racism in America, there's not a single black supremacist, a single black hate group anywhere in the country. There's only some anti-Semitic hate groups.
All right, let's stop there. His report goes on. We posted it on X. Find him on YouTube. Mark Dice. Definitely want to follow him. Good guy. Very smart. So, and I get it. Whites are under attack. He's pissed off. I think he's, you know, a little over there. I want to recruit everybody for freedom and time to team humanity. We got the robots to fight folks and AI taking over. We need to get together or we're done. Okay. But don't be apologetic because you're white and don't let people bully you over it and stand up against anti-white racists, but also suffer all the children, as Christ said. Because I guarantee you, I can take a black little kid, I can take a white little kid from a poor family, and the numbers show that with nurture, and I can turn them into a winner. That's what it's all about. So I'm not throwing away everybody, you know, and this is garbage. We're not, God doesn't make garbage. It's the way it's all been set up and what's been done. And when I say that, my conscience, my connection to God goes, good. See, people ask who controls me? That does. When I'm in alignment with God, I feel strong and I have a great connection to the universe and discernment and feel invincible. People ask, how does Jones do all this? I just follow the Holy Spirit. And as I get older, I learn to more and more do what it says. And I've gotten now like 80% of the time I follow the Holy Spirit. 10 years ago, half the time, 30 years ago, maybe 10% of the time. And that's real wisdom, is getting in alignment with God. I'm not criticizing Mark. I understand his pain. I understand black folks, all they've been through and their pain, how they've been manipulated. We have to transcend this together. We have to beat these Satanists, folks. They're targeting our children of every color. It's about them. And, you know, you'd think I'd be happy with what we found out about the Onion people, but I already knew when I looked at them. And I'm not happy that there's so many bad people. I don't even want to get into this. I mean, it's so horrible. And yeah, it's going to devastate them. But they don't have a choice because of what they're into. They're being ordered to do it. They're slaves. Oh, God. It's so horrible. Celebrating the kidnapping and murder of children on national television. I don't watch that crap. I know it goes on, but Jesus, Lord, help them. Oh, God. Of course, we knew it. You should look at them. But just, we'll go to it later. Just stop. I can't do it right now. Just get it off the screen. Just give me strength, God. So, that's what we're up against here. The process is working. People are waking up at exponential levels. The evil is scared. So don't expect instant total victory right up front, but just know God's in control. Don't trust Trump to do it. Don't trust. No, that's just politics is downstream from the grassroots. And if you look how far we moved the needle exposing this, we moved it so fast and so far, it's exponential. That's why the enemy is freaking out. So just take heart. God's in control. I know as a man or a woman, I feel you. I feel like I should be able to beat this myself, and I get very upset that I can't defeat them myself and have instant victory. But it's God works on his own timetable. You just got to give it to God and say, Holy Spirit, God, energize me, please. I can't do this without you. You're everything. Please energize me, God. Lead God and direct me now, please, Father.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know like knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had
Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows if a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. Take 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione. And just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to TheAlexShowStore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at TheAlexShowStore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the Infowars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Indicted by the DOJ as some of the angles and inside baseball, what I know is really going on here in the indictment. And then I'm going to shift gears into Iran, the economy. More deaths of scientists dealing with anti-grav, who said, I'm going to be killed. I'm being told I'm going to be killed by super deep groups in the government. What's about to come out? I mean, everything is coming to a head right now. But the Southern Poverty Law Center for 30, 40 years has just, longer than that, has been running all sorts of criminal activity, terror operations, cross burnings, federal building bombings, funding groups to attack, involved with known government psychiatrists, brainwashing people that then go in and do horrible crimes at churches and things. I mean, they are hardcore intelligence operation. And German intelligence, because they're so good at it, is the heart of it. So it's a multinational funded by NATO that's come out here and there. But the fact that Trump's going after this, it's the heart of the globalist leftist intelligence control system. SPLC indicted for gain of function research into racism. Yeah. That's a funny headline. That's really what it is. And then the ADL and all them know that when they come up with all this anti-white stuff, that will actually make whites become racist out of survival so they can then have the clash of civilizations even worse. So they say they also create it at mass scale. So this is a 10-minute compilation. I'm not going to play the whole thing. We posted it on X. Rob Dude did with a bunch of other videos. So it's like 17 minutes long. But this is 10. I'm not going to play the whole thing. But here's Hate Watch run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Back 8 years ago, going, look, he claims we're involved funding white supremacists. He claims we're involved in Charlottesville. Well, we knew the very groups were there. We knew they were funding them. Which we know they gave, you know, hundreds of thousands just for that one rally to millions total. I had the Unite the Right ding dongs on. And I'm like, you're the former head of Obama's campaign in the city. Well, I was until a few months ago. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, you know, you're sitting out at the pool on vacation and you see two gay guys walk out. You know, the classic kind of little overweight, going, you know, whatever, not against them because they're gay, but, you know, just like, those are two gay dudes. They look soft, they look whatever. It's kind of that kind of gay dude. Or you see the two guys, perfect muscles, you know, and their Speedos, and they're out there, and you're like, oh, those are gay dudes. And 5 minutes later, they're holding hands. It's like, okay. I mean, you know a bunch of gay dudes when you see it. And every one of those Unite the Right guys are gay. They've all got the Freddie Mercury mustaches and all of it. I mean, give me a break here, folks. And we went and spot checked them, and they were all gay, 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 gay theater students. Just like in Kentucky when Senator Paul was first running, at his rally, people showed up and with Nazi signs and KKK, you know, outfits. And we got a tip from a listener. This guy's a Democrat Party leader in Houston. And he was. I mean, it's, and gay, of course. I'm not bashing gay people. I'm just telling you who they use. Because they're theater. I'll do that. I'll expose them. And that's it. There's newspaper articles being 97 saying gay Jewish Nazis come to town. You go, they're Jews. They're gay. I'm sitting there going, you're Jewish and you're with the Southern Poverty Law Center. And like the gay guys are like, okay, why, what are you doing? I mean, they can't even help but like wink because I was good looking, wink back at me. I'm like, yeah, you're gay. Freaking flamers, man. Bunch of flamers in Nazi outfits. Holy crap. Like they had this CIA guy when Obama was about to leave office try to get me to come in and work for him again. And this guy was like, 6'3" or whatever, and he's sitting there interviewing me, and he goes, Alex, just Obama likes you. He wants to meet you. And he gets on his knees and starts petting my knee, and I say, because we're sitting in chairs, I said, you need to stop. I mean, it's an army of gay people. I'm sorry. It's true. And we're downtrodden. We've got to do this to protect ourselves from the bullies. We have to shut down InfoWars because he's a bully. Really, you guys produce stuff about kidnapping and torturing children. Wait till we get to that. Oh, yeah. Turns out that's their specialty. Shocking. Not. So, I know the MO of these people because I've been in the trenches, okay? Get on the ground, folks. Get your street smarts. So here's just a few minutes of the 10-minute video they put out. Was this 2018? Jones depicts Charlottesville as a false flag. So here it is. This is them attacking me. And, of course, all of it's come out. Here it is.
What to do? They had to have this victory. So they get the Southern Poverty Law Center, who's been caught doing this before, to come in and get a few people from Central Casting, actors, and dress up, you know, like the white supremacists. There's a Unify the Right thing, Don't Be Racist event coming up, but also saying support history. You know, they'll want to get rid of Thomas Jefferson statues next, which they now want to do, and get rid of the American flag next. Because there's more slaves on the American flag than there ever was under the Confederate. That's a fact. And you see in the news they're doing that. So Ninth Circuit banned the American flag on the West Coast in school. So they're there, but then, oh, leading their march ahead of them is a group of 50 guys with torches saying, Heil Hitler. See? Then they've got all the Antifa bust in by Soros and everybody. They're ready then, and the police kettle the normal conservatives, march them through, let them get beaten up for the psyop of the image of conservatives getting beat up and Antifa being victorious. And so now they're going, God, our people won't show up anywhere. They're become demoralized. They admit they're demoralized. We want to overthrow Trump. We want to cause a civil war, which they admit on the news they want to do. What do? We start banning all conservatives, libertarians. We don't let them be online to communicate. It's like breaking in on somebody's phone conversation and you're not letting them talk, but it's done on Facebook, Google, you name it. And they said, we've got to now start luring in the right wing into towns where we control everything, and then we can bring out right wing to represent them that are racist to then trigger the groups we've got to attack them, and then have the police protect the attacking of the peaceful people, then have a civil emergency declared, and then announce all over the country, you can't have demonstrations anymore that are controversial because of what we saw happen here.
This going on.
Oh, let me explain. George Soros has funded all these racist minority groups to go around and do all this violence and kill cops and kill white people and beat them up to stir up white people. Then it gets led by a bunch of foundation controllers to have a clash. The police cordon the regular protesters and march people in to attack them. Gavin McGinnis got beat up and pepper sprayed at this. He's just a free speech guy. He's a libertarian, the founder of Vice. But see, it's all about the conservatives getting beat up because they deserve it. Told you it was all coming, and it's just the beginning. And they're going to kill your president, and they're going to take your pension funds, and they're going to piss all over you like North Korea because they want to.
It's horrific.
Oh, it's just evacuated. See, civil emergency nationally. Civil emergency. It's the biggest.
Let's say try it again with the Civil War movie and No Kings.
This is to embolden the Antifa to come out of their rat holes to spill out like just fountains of roaches to spill out and attack more, and the media will cover it up, and then when there's a response, they'll, oh my God, after years of killing white people and beating them and murdering them, a few people went and protested, so the Southern Poverty Law Center or others sent other people out in KKK outfits, and God Almighty, then they march everyone through the gauntlet to be beat up to start the whole thing. Because they've done it over and over and over again because they think you're stupid. God, I'm sick of this crap. You know, what Trump said is absolutely on target. We must respect and love each other, but also study this. You see, he knows if you study it, it's going to come out. Because he knows. He's getting the intel. He knows the plans better than I do. The mayor, Soros, others. People go to, you know, demonstrate. They send in supremacists to make the Republicans look bad, the conservatives. The Antifa attacks them. The mayor orders a stand down. Study it. Don't be mindless. Study it. All sides. All sides are doing something. All sides. He knows both sides are getting led. That's why Trump isn't just smart himself. He's got great advisors. And the media's already figured it out.
So what did he think was going to happen? Because now he can say, well, we don't apologize for a demonstration, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I get what the spokesman for Homeland Security for Trump, we're going to play coming up in the next segment, said, where there are a lot of diverse groups. I think half the people in the, you know, demonstration against pulling down Robert E. Lee were reporters covering it. The Hill got attacked. Millie Weaver got attacked. Gavin Wentz got attacked. We have footage of all this. But again, you're walking into this narrative. You're giving them what they want. And quite frankly, I've just got to say, whether it's white supremacist or the black supremacist, I think it's all idiocy. But the media only covers the white nationalist. Hell, they got Tom Brokaw saying I lead the white nationalists when I don't. So clearly this is what the left wants to invoke. Why are people playing along with it? Let's talk to Jason Kessler. Jason, you set this up. You're in 10,000 newspapers today, and you're all over the news. They say that you basically planned all this. You're the guy behind it. What do you say for what's happened here?
Well, I would say that the media reports are completely inaccurate. They're crafting a narrative which has been a hit campaign on the alternative media, including the alt-right, and they're trying to do a hit on Donald Trump.
That's what I'm trying to say to you right now, Jason Kessler. You say you're not a white supremacist or white nationalist, but I mean, I'm not saying I'm a brainiac, but I see inherent manipulation in being a puppet playing into this race game. What do you say to that?
No, I think that being a white identitarian in 2017 is a defensive posture, right? Because we do see the left playing these race games, and they've been doing it for decades and decades. And then
I'll say 90% of the race baitings by the left. 90% is the left. I mean, that's true. So I'm just saying they can't demonize you if they're the biggest racists out there. Kessler, let me ask you this. Are you part of any foundations? Have you ever worked for the feds? Were you part of Occupy? Were you an Obama supporter?
At one time, I supported Obama. I regret it now. I did not see the error of my ways until about 2 years ago when the shootings started happening and they were blaming everything on the racist police at that time. And I knew that the crime statistics were off. I felt like a lot of the other identity politics stuff with pushing the gender wage gap, that was off. I knew it was. And towards the end of Obama's presidency, I could see that he had conceded the White House to very radical left-wing cultural Marxist identity people who hated whites, who hate men, who hate Christians. So, yes, I've had a change of heart, just like our President Donald Trump.
Well, Jason, do you understand the cutout here? And can we pull up the guy? I remember it was about 6 months ago. Trump said, I don't know if these Jewish center attacks are real. They may be fake. And they said, oh, you hate Jews. Then turned out it was a liberal young Jewish man doing it. We can pull those articles up. Former journalist arrested, charged with threats against Jewish facilities, attacking them. And, of course, he had worked for The Intercept. So there you go. And I'm telling you, I'm going to dig all the old videos up and shove it down Raw Story, everybody else's throats. They're saying I'm anti-Semitic now because I said I've gone out to rallies. And later, KKK leaders turned out to be federal informants and turned out to be leading KKK groups. And then they had Jewish groups, literally like they got it from leftover stuff from Raiders of the Lost Ark, actual SA Nazi uniforms. And it was clearly, and it came out that that's what that was. It was fake. So I'm going to put it all together again for everybody and prove that. And they go, oh, you're saying Jews are Nazis. No, I'm saying some leftist groups, you know, Anglos, black, white, Hispanic, Jewish, they go out and do false flags. Most of these attacks are false flags. And so I'm saying here you are, a well-spoken guy that's part of Occupy. That's deep globalist liberal ideology. Then you're part of Obama support. And then suddenly you realize you can't beat the nationalist patriot movement that's going to bring everybody together with the leftist ideology that is racist against minorities and wants to control them. You couldn't defeat them that way. And so you went and set all this up, and it was all perfectly ready and timed and meant to cause this to try to bring down Trump.
No, absolutely not. I am a Trump supporter. I've been a right-wing person for about 2 years. I'm not your traditional conservative, but like I said, just like Donald Trump, I was a Democrat at one time, and I moved over. People have a change of opinion. As far as the Occupy stuff, I was interested in that at the time. I was never one of these Antifa or people, but I did see that there was a globalist elite. There is a wealthy 1% class that has.
Let's stop here. It is now confirmed in the indictment with the documents that he and this groups were funded by the feds. So, of course. My God. Pull up the footage of the Tiki Torch people. That they did the marches to get everybody angry. So you can take down, I set the time. Robert E. Lee today, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington tomorrow. And they called for George Washington to be pulled down. They took down in New York Teddy Roosevelt on a horse with Native Americans leading it. Badass statue. I've seen it in person right before they took it down. Teddy Roosevelt was a major civil rights leader. But he's a white man, so they took him down. Guys, type in Teddy Roosevelt statue taken down from in front of the New York Museum. Teddy Roosevelt statue removed in New York. It's powerful. New York City's Natural History Museum has removed the Theodore Roosevelt statue. Scroll down and show this badass statue. I mean, Teddy Roosevelt was badass. We'll show the statue. I guess in the photo, how smart are the media? They don't show the actual statue. Type in Teddy Roosevelt New York statue removed. Click images and show it. There it is. So it's a Native American and a black man marching behind and with him because they knew what he did. He was trying to empower everybody and bring him into America. And so they take that badass statue down. That's sick. It was the Republicans that were the abolitionists. It was Teddy Roosevelt that was for civil rights. Tried to pass a civil rights act 120-something years ago. And what's he get? He gets removed because he's a white man. Folks, this is sick. And this is the Southern Poverty Law Center. This is the ADL. This is these race-baiting dirtbags that are obsessed with race. Hitler was a doppelganger of the left. They're all about killing white people. He becomes the other way. Yeah, before they pulled it down, they covered it up like it was dirty. And they melt these statues down. Oh, yeah, a bunch of them. But I love the power of Robert E. Lee. Guys, pull up footage of Robert E. Lee's statue being melted. And he just glowed like a Viking king or whatever. He was the top general. His grandfather had been one of the top generals under George Washington. He was pro-USA. It was all about tariffs. It was all about trade deals. And when the North started attacking, he joined the South, which was a setup. But he still did what he thought was his duty. And there's that image of them melting down Robert E. Lee, his head. And it's just glowing as it's melting. And it's like powerful. Yeah, there it is. This is their celebration, destroying things. And they want to destroy the image of the West. They, in the CIA's own documents at Ford Foundation, you can look these up. By the 20s, they said, we've studied the peoples of the world. And they said the Scots, because it was British intelligence running it, they said the Scots continually resist. And the spirit of the Scots jumped into the Revolutionary War in 1776. The Scots were behind the Texas Revolution, which is true. And when they talk about killing Western civilization, they said the Scottish spirit has infested the West and white people must be destroyed because the Scottish spirit has possessed them. You can look this up. That's what they say. But it was the Gaelics in general. The Romans had conquered everybody, but they couldn't conquer. So they built Hadrian's Wall north of London to try to keep the Welsh and then above them the Scots out. And they say in the literature, they go, in the anthropology, the sociologists, they say, the Scots just won't be assimilated. Now they're total leftists and have, because it was a creepy, not a frontal attack. Now they've cut the Scots' balls off. And I, by the way, I'm proud of my Scottish heritage. You know, I had 3 genetic tests done for medical reasons. And because you do the cheap ones, they're all fake. They just give you garbage. But I did my genetic testing. I know I was a little bit Scot. I didn't realize I was a lot more Scot than I thought. So I guess that kind of explains it. You know, Trump's half Scottish, but I guess he's gotten away from what he's supposed to do. But they do notice over and over again, it's people with Scottish bloodlines that are the biggest problems for their agenda. That's recognized. Look it up. It's very interesting, isn't it? Very, very interesting. But Gaelics in general, Brits, Irish, all of it, Welsh, they don't like us. For whatever reason, in Satan's plan, we just don't fit in. There's a problem with the Scots, and then the Irish, and then the Welsh. And notice they went where the power was, though genetically, that's where they run their whole operation. You know, Hitler cried bombing London. He wrote this. He thought the British Isles were the real Aryans. He thought they were the very best. He said this. Oh, the Germans are great, but not as good as them. See? So Hitler's loving this. And these other groups are hating this. It's the obsession. with Albion. That's the old Roman name for the British Isles. England and Scotland and Ireland. And I'm just telling you what they're obsessed with. The globalists are obsessed. Use the Lord of the Rings analogy, which was he was a sociologist, anthropologist, historian, and linguist, J.R.R. Tolkien. And he said, in speeches he gave, he said, the Rohan are the Scots. And so who finally smashes at the battles and finally has the power to crush Mordor is the Rohan. There's this spiritual obsession. Or you could use the Riddick Chronicles analogy of the Furian energy, the whatever it is, the Scots, this energy fears it. Imagine if we could re-energize the Scots. By the way, a Scot's coming on next hour. Count Dankula. I didn't even plan this today. I'm going to ask him. Nice, funny guys, real sweet, till they're not. What is it about the Scots that has the Satanists so scared? The entire of Albion has them scared. They hate the Irish. They hate real British. They hate Welsh. What is it about them? What is it about them they don't like? Something we should study. Why does the Southern Poverty Law Center on the wall have how they're destroying the whites and that's their goal? But it's because the Scottish energy, they say, has infested the whites. And if you read mainline history, they say, oh, it was the Scottish rebellious energy. Andrew Jackson, a Scot. His dad died before the war started, working his hundreds of acres he got. In the middle of nowhere, fighting off the natives to do it. Died, cutting down the trees. Then his mother and older brother sent to a British concentration camp to be starved to death when he was 10 years old because they wouldn't roll over. And then he, at 11, joins the rebellion for 6 years in the war, kills a whole bunch of grown men as a message runner, and then all the stuff he did after that, and becomes the president, Andrew Jackson. You see it over and over and over again. And then the British communiques, when he beat him at New Orleans, they talk about that damn Scot stood for days when the British, with all their ships, fired at the barricades. He said there was like a black sentinel in his black cloak. He just stood there for morale as they just kept shooting at him, and they couldn't hit him. Cannonballs are exploding. Everything's happening. Mortars are exploding. They're firing at him with their snipers and they from like 500 yards, and they can't get him. And the British admiral said that damn Scot wouldn't die. He was like a demon up on the parapet for days, glaring at them. Energizing the forces like a wizard, like William Wallace. Very interesting. We'll be back with hour number three. Tell everybody you know and those you don't know. Share the feeds now. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the coordinates to fund our operation and our human rebellion. Let the Scottish energy lead humanity out of bondage.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive. The two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them.
Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Now, coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats, that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller. Navy blue with red InfoWars on it and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
In 1814, we took a little trip.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. And they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns.
All right, Count Dangulo's coming up. Let me just tell everybody something right now. Right now is the time to support InfoWars as Twilight. We are shutting down next Thursday night. The InfoWar continues through all of you. The AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Bigley. It owns the Alex Jones Network. They won't be able to shut us down. We have fought them, and we will continue on. But I need your support. The supplements, the methylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, it is all incredible, top-rated, so good for you. You're insane if you don't get it. And we're running a fundraiser here. All the original InfoWars products, we're not going to sell once this goes through, because even though we're battling in court, they can come back and say we violated their whatever. So if you want to get original InfoWars gear and the new update, the 1776 line, now is the time. Also, they're running mega sales every day for the next week at Bigley. If you subscribe to any supplement, you can lock it in for 50% off when you buy it into the future. Cancel anytime with one click. Sign up for any supplement subscription. You get 50% off plus a free bottle of either Ultimate Chill or Ultimate Energy Incredible Formulas. Ultimate Chill helps support calm, balance, and focus. Ultimate Energy helps support energy, drive, and mental intensity. Third deal on top of it. Every order gets a free mystery gift with purchase. Biggest sales ever. And by the way, I'm going to tell Bigley, we're going to do it today. I forgot yesterday. They're going to add just a straight-up donation button because we want to hire more hosts. We want to expand once this is over. We want to go at least 5 a.m. to midnight every night. We've got big plans, okay? We fought all the way. We rode till the wheels came off. We're going all the way. We're still going to block the onion scammers that got exposed a year and a half ago. They're trying it again. We're going to sue the living hell out of them. Wait till after our guest leaves us. We found incredible information on them. It is so shocking. It's going to just blow you away. Guess what they're into? I don't think you'll be surprised, but it's so bad. You're not going to, I mean, it is the sickest stuff you've ever seen. Out and out Satanism, torturing, murdering children. They love it. They're promoting it. Wait till you see this with Will Ferrell, everything. It's all coming up. But I will continue to fight these people 110%. I love it. I'm built to do it. But I cannot do it without your backing and support. So make the decision now, especially the 99% of you, millions of viewers a day, that never go to theoliveshowstore.com to get these incredible items, incredible knives, silver coins, collectibles. It's all there, thealexjonesstore.com. And it's a free app, thealexjonesapp.com. Android, on Apple, it's all there. It's free. Get it. The show's right there in the center of it. And you get big discounts on everything in the shopping cart when you do it through the app. AlexJonesApp.com. And soon we'll announce the new news site that's even better than InfoWars. It's all coming up. But I can't do it without you. You get all the credit. I need your support now. Firing the bat signal. I want to thank all of your bat support. For those that haven't supported, what are you doing? TheAlexJonesStore.com. Stay with us.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife, comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Many years ago was arrested. He's a comedian, popular talk show host from Scotland, for having his girlfriend's pug Heil Hitler. And now they have tens of thousands of arrests a year. If you pray 1,000 feet from a abortuary, you go to jail. If Christians try to preach, they go to jail. The Muslims run around with machetes attacking everybody. So we'll get to some of that with him. But Count Dankula, I've known for many years. He's visited me here in the U.S., great guy. I wanted just to get his take in general about how insane the world is. Trump, really, in my view, taking a nosedive, why that's happening. But also coming out of the Southern Poverty Law Center, kind of the mothership compared to even the ADL, but they're more silent and deadly. Funding all the major white supremacist groups, which I said forever, it's come out before, but now this is smoking gun. Funding the Charlottesville event. They sued me, backed it, bragged about it, because I said they ran it, which we knew. Through Georgetown University, the CIA, also they were involved in the Sandy Hook suits. It's all coming out. This is so incredible. Why would Trump do that when the DOJ's been covering up everything else? It's amazing. The Iran war, the Trump's blockade's been broken by the Iranians. Trump's now saying, oh, I'm giving them more time. He is behind the scenes, I told you this weeks ago, but now it's confirmed, panicking, knowing he got lied to by Israel, but doesn't want to admit it. Also getting into RFK, migrants, and all the fake charities and everything else with Count Dankula. Count Dankula TV, YouTube, Count Dankula. I love his Mad Lad series. I'm a big, most people, I just see their stuff in the feed. I watch some of it. His stuff I actually go to find. For a reason, I got to do that. Just like our stuff at Real Alex Jones on X and obviously on Rumble, the Alex Jones show, and all the rest of it. And when we get shut down next week, I'm not even going to promote the new stuff here until, you know, so it's all clean break. I'll be promoting on X or wherever else. Be ready for that. But in the twilight of the old InfoWars, we're going to be bigger and better after this. They shoot out my old war horse. It's a good old war horse. We'll give it a good funeral. Burn a Viking ship with it, but we got a bigger, newer horse came out. And boy, are they going to like it. Count Dankula, what a time to be alive, brother. Where should we start? Because I think it's fair to say we're both mad lads.
Oh yeah, definitely you. You've been actually on the Mad Lad list for quite a while. You've been one of the most requested ones so far.
I'm not dead yet. I get a Mad Lad yet?
Yeah, exactly. You're not dead yet, and your story's not over. In fact, you're just starting a whole new chapter, right? So there'd be no point in me making the video right now. I'm going to save that one.
Well, you can do. I've almost called you like a fanboy and said, "Can I have Mad Lad Part One, please?"
I might possibly do that, by the way, because I like to point out to people all the times that you've been right. All the times that you've been right. It might take a year, it might take 10 years, but eventually you always turn out to be right. You were talking about the Epstein stuff like over a decade before it all came out. Even the Southern Law Poverty Center, you were talking about that years and years ago, and then it's just came out like in the last few days that you were right again.
It's crazy, but I'm just going up, 30 plus years ago because all the experts exposed it to me. But enough about me. It is crazy though that all this is going on. And I'm in the Epstein files too, how they want to stop me and destroy me. But still, the white supremacist groups, turns out they fund, are the very ones saying, I work for Israel. No, they do.
Yeah, it's like the firefighter that goes around setting fires because there isn't enough fires for him to fight, so he doesn't look, valiant and cool. That's what they do. It was basically, they had a huge demand, for racism, but there wasn't enough supply, so they had to go around and pay a bunch of actors to do it for them, which is why you get so many, right-wing groups that...
Exactly. It turns out the Southern Poverty Law Center is the ultimate Jesse Smollett.
Yeah. Yeah, it was basically they were fabricating a lot of this stuff to make the problem look so much worse than it actually was, and then putting their hand out for money. Oh, we need funding, we need this, we need that. Look at this great big bad racist guy, never mind the fact that we literally hired him and paid him to do that, right? But look, give us money, we need more money and funding and obviously more institutional power to get people fired from their jobs and get their channels shut down and to smear them.
What would you call this period of time now where everything's coming out though? I mean, thousands of emails about eating kids and Epstein. I mean, it's crazy. It's worse than I thought.
I feel utterly vindicated. Utterly vindicated because we've known this stuff for like a really, really long time. Like there's no smoke without fire, and there was a hell of a lot of smoke for many, many years about all that stuff coming out and everything, like the stuff like with Pizzagate and everything else. Like this was all stuff that people knew. Children were going missing all the time. They even found out that the Clintons were involved in that. What was it? Who was it? Was there a,
it was the head of their foundation got convicted of smuggling hundreds of black kids out.
Out of Haiti?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was out of Haiti. Yeah, they were basically, and all those kids just vanished.
Nobody and then she changed her name and became the head of Amber Alert.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's, it's just making a mockery of everyone that kind of knew exactly what was going on. Like that's, the thing is, this is the system panicking. See, when they start, cutting out jesters' tongues and stuff like that, that is a system in its death throes. Whenever they properly start to come after people pointing things out, that's when it's panicking. That's when it's like, we're at heavy risk of a rebellion. We're like, the Britain's doing it right now, especially Keir Starmer. They know that basically socially everything is very tense and it's a powder keg right now at the moment, right? Which is why anyone that speaks up, that's why they're ignoring burglaries, they're ignoring the grooming gangs, they're ignoring all the child rape happening up and down the country. But some poor little Facebook mother said something very cheeky on Facebook, so she gets a 3-year sentence, right? That's what they're focusing the police time
let's
on.
Let's talk about you, because when you come out and never do it, you were like patient zero. You were one of the first to be arrested, what was that, like 8 years ago or how long ago?
10 years ago. It was actually the 10-year anniversary of Nazi Pug just a couple of weeks ago.
Wow, so 10 years. So, and you were like, they threw the book at you.
Oh yeah, they were trying to imprison me. The maximum sentence I could have got under my charge was a year, but halfway through the trial, the prosecutor tried to up my charge to something more severe, where the maximum sentence would have been 5 years in prison. They tried to do that halfway through the
trial. Because you wouldn't roll over, right? You wouldn't roll over.
Yeah, that was the thing. At the start, I was really neutered. I was really, really neutered, and I was like, oh, I'm not posting online, I'm not talking, I'm not doing anything like this, until I was contacted by you. Then me and you got to talk, and then you kind of helped me grow my balls back a little bit. And then that's when I flourished from that point onwards, because you told me to not lie down and not take it.
I don't remember that, but that's what I continually get in trouble for. So I'm going to play the Hitler dog thing in a minute, just so people can remember this. Because what is it, like 20,000 people a year they're arresting in the UK now, where if you criticize Islam, they arrest you. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, it's Section 127 of the Communications Act, posting a grossly offensive message online. What's grossly offensive? Whatever the prosecutor needs it to mean at the moment. Yeah, Like, that is such a vague law, and it is so much selective prosecution. Lefties aren't being arrested for it. It's all right-wingers that are being arrested.
Oh, I see the Muslims come out with machetes and attack people and say, we're going to kill all the Christians. That's good. Then a preacher quietly prays and they arrest them. It's crazy.
Yeah, there was a woman arrested for silently praying outside of an abortion clinic, and people had to fight. Eventually, the charges got dropped and it got overturned, but people had to fight really, really hard for that. And everyone was like, oh, it's a victory. She was never charged. What are you worried about? She should never have been arrested in the first place.
Well, you had this, like, 70-year-old war hero posted a Nazi flag next to a trans flag, and they arrested him. Didn't he go to jail? He went to prison.
They took him to the cells for the night. Eventually, the charges for that get dropped. But the fact is, they tried to do it. The only reason they don't get away with it is if we get enough eyes on each case and we've got the whole country watching. They know.
But I have seen cases where people are getting, there's a bunch, like 3 years for stuff, right?
Yeah, there was a famous case. I can't remember the woman's name, but she was a Tory councillor's wife. She got a two-year, eight-month sentence in prison. She was released early after a massive campaign. But the fact is, like, she was a mother. She shouldn't have went to prison at all in the first place.
Well, remember, there was a bunch of cases in Germany, is even worse, where the woman gets raped by an Afghan in an alley. He got no time, and she got a couple years for criticizing him.
Yeah, I think that's the thing is about that. I think if a woman is raped, she's allowed to go off a little bit. I think she's allowed to yell and shout and say a few things. I think she's earned that right. But according to the German police, you know, apparently not. It's nice to see that they haven't really changed much in the last 80 years.
Hey, before we get into the Hitler dog and all the NIDA stuff, I knew you were wrong. I wasn't thinking about you. I went on this rant because all these government documents and stuff going back like 80 years, they're like, the Scottish energy is what caused a revolution and the Texas Revolution. We've got to crush the Scottish energy. I know you're Scottish. Are you aware that all these government documents in the UK and the US are obsessed saying Scots caused revolution? Because I know England had a 500-year war with you, but Scotland's been pretty much neutered down to the left. They put Muslims in that say we got to get rid of the Scots. But what is your view on why the globalists, or are you aware they're obsessed with Scottish energy? Are you aware of that?
I think it's because we have a very long history of rebellion. I think they know that we've got that spirit in us because we've rose up against oppression very, very many times. I mean, there was three separate Jacobite rebellions alone in about an 80-year period. So that's not even including all the William Wallace and Robert the Bruce stuff as well. Like, we've always been mollywhopping the English, you know, for as long as we can remember. And I think they don't like that rebellious spirit. And that's the thing I don't understand about the way my people are going right now, where we have a very, very long history of resisting foreign oppression, but now we're inviting them in. We're inviting them in. I mean, even like there's a place that I play cards in every single week, and see at the end of the night, there's a migrant hotel nearby. And at the end of the night, we have to walk the women home. And there's girls that play in there. Some of them are like 18, 19.
I've seen footage of Scotland where the Muslims grab young women coming out of their doors and drag them off.
Yeah, so we have to walk them home because every single time they walk past that hotel, they're accosted. They come up and try and touch them and everything. And they've told the police about it, and the police don't do a single thing. They don't do a single thing but make an offensive tweet, and they send out the fucking SWAT team.
Well, you can have a fire that looks like it's gone out, but the coals are still there. How do we ignite the Scottish spirit again?
I think sometimes you have to let the child touch the hob so that it knows the hob's hot. Sometimes you just have to let people suffer the consequences of what they're politically advocating for. And I'm seeing that up and down Scotland. I'm seeing people who were once staunch leftists basically looking around and smelling the roses or smelling the curry, shall we say. And they're starting to realize, oh, hold on a minute. This isn't what I expected. And social services are absolutely tanking. Like, NHS waiting lists are getting much longer. The benefit system is going to collapse. I have no idea where the money for that is coming from.
Sure. And about a year ago, who was that? I forget her name. Scottish girl, they were trying to abduct her sister, so she comes out with a knife and a hatchet. That image was so iconic. They arrested them, right? Or whatever happened there?
Hatchet girl, because of her age, she's not been mentioned. I know her name, but just because of the laws here, I don't want to say her name on air because of her age. But it turns out there's been a development in that story. It turns out that the guy that she was threatening, who was an innocent victim, has now been arrested for things that he was doing and saying to the girls. He has now been arrested, and he's currently got an active court.
But the left didn't like that image of, like, what, 11-year-old? How old was she, like, menacing with the hatchet? It's a powerful image.
Yeah, it was just like, but that's the thing, is like, what are little girls supposed to do when the police aren't doing a thing? Like, cause I've told you, the police have been spoken to about that migrant hotel so many times and they do nothing about it. So basically it's up to the native population to do something about it. If girls have to walk around tooled up, like, that says more about the state that society is in because of the
people
government.
People don't remember, what was the backstory? The, right? They were trying to get her sister, right?
They apparently tried to attack her sister and they were making a lot of lewd and sexual comments towards them. And I mean, like, every time they went out. Yeah. Yeah, and then basically one day they'd had enough, and so they stood up to them, and the girl went and got weapons to defend herself, which is fair because this guy's a big guy who's making a bunch of lecherous comments to a child, right? So he's obviously a dangerous individual if he's making a bunch of sexual comments to a little.
And the question
child.
Is, where are the parents? Yeah. You know, I've got three daughters. Somebody, you know.
Yeah, I've no idea what was going on there. I don't know the girl. So apparently, the girl has a bit of a rough home situation.
I bet, yeah.
As well, yeah.
So play it with audio. We forgot about this. This is over a year old. But let's play the audio of a little girl standing up against full grown men. Here it is.
Yes, you have a knife. Why you f***ing it up? Show the knife.
Don't touch
it. That's it. That's it. Show the knife. That's it.
Don't touch my little sister. She has 12.
Yeah, show the knife.
I love the intention in her eyes. She's ready to go to work. All right. I mean, that image is so powerful, Count Dankula.
Yeah, it's just like, that's the thing is every, because people were judging that little girl when they were going like, oh, that's disgraceful, it's a sign of someone, she's just scummy going around carrying weapons. Well, why does she have to do that? Is she forced to do that? Right, to go around and defend her sister, defend this like grown man from attacking little kids, right? Where are the police? And that's the thing is, when the police first came into it, she was the one being looked at, not the guy. It took a little while before that guy got arrested and he got some charges.
But we see that little spark of human Scottish resistance, like little spark could cause a big fire.
Yeah, that's the thing. The problem is when we kick off, we can kick off really badly. But the problem is, Scotland, for some reason, is still predominantly left-wing. It's overwhelmingly left-wing, and it's purely because of Margaret Thatcher during the 80s, shut down the coal mines, shut down the shipyards, a third of the country.
Oh, she was smart. She shut off the industry and brought in welfare to control you, just like they did black people. Black people had lower illegitimacy than whites. They had their own businesses. I'm not defending Jim Crow, but what oppresses you makes you stronger when you know you're being oppressed. They had their own hotels, their own doctors, their own schools, their own everything, and were totally had their shit together. And then LBJ, famous letter, said, I'll have those N-words vote in 100 years for us. I'll pay the women to kick the men out, and overnight destroyed black people like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not long after that as well. It was single motherhood and black communities skyrocketed because basically those values were no longer instilled in them. It didn't seem important anymore. And basically, obviously, single mother homes leads to a lot of crime and abuse and drug use and stuff like that. And hey ho, it destroyed the entire community.
All right, big picture. You said some of the topics you want to get to. I want to get into them. What do you make of Trump? Yeah, that was the average black people 80 years ago. Now look at all of us. We're all falling apart, but my God, they were the first target. That's true, folks. We shouldn't because blacks have been brainwashed, a lot of them turned into a weapon. You didn't realize who's doing it. Count Dankula, just big picture, what do you make of Trump? I mean, I know you've had questions for a long time, but my God, he's turned into something else.
Yeah, I still have a lot of love for Trump. I still think that, you know, out of all the options that were available, like, he was definitely the best. Because, I mean, we got a retarded geriatric for like 4 years there. He didn't even know what room he was in, never mind how to run a country. But in regards to Trump, I do still have a lot of love for him. I feel like he dropped the ball on the Epstein files a little bit, and he's definitely dropped the ball on this entire Iran conflict. I'm sick of Israel being like a really toxic girlfriend, like going, honey, we're in this together over some shit that she started. Right. That's the thing.
That's girlfriend the problem. I remember in high school, I'd have these girlfriends would get me in fights.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, or you've got like a little brother, because you're the big brother, he would like pick a fight and get you to handle the problem for him. That's what it is. But that's the thing is, even in Israel, the war is overwhelmingly unpopular. They hate it. They're sick of it. Nobody wants this shit to happen.
Yeah, and Netanyahu's using it to stay in power.
Yeah, it's the same as climate change. On in 20 years, you know, everything's going to be underwater. On in 10 years, Iran's going to have nukes. On another 10 years, Iran's going to have nukes. We have to take away Iran's nukes. Why is Iran building nukes in the first place? Do they feel like they're about to get fucked with? So maybe they should just be left alone.
North Korea's got nukes, they get left alone.
Yeah, exactly. So it's because basically, if you don't want to be in a fight, don't go around picking fights. Like that's all. And it's the case, now basically we might get dragged into like yet another war. And it's like, if you thought Iraq and Afghanistan was bad, Iran will be even worse. Because yeah, okay, there's a lot of sympathizers.
Oh, the Pentagon, they fired under Obama's last year, the chairman, they fired the chairman, Asian guy, I forget his name, because he said Iran will be 20 times worse than Afghanistan and Iraq, which is true.
Yeah, it will be, because everyone keeps pointing out, but there's so many people in there that want to be liberated. No, I'm not defending the Iranian regime. They are extraordinarily
said day one, when Mark's right, I said, I hope Trump's right, but he's not going to be. Exactly, but it's a disaster.
Yeah. It's just basically, I remember what happened, how much was Afghanistan alone? A trillion
for 2020. I think Afghanistan costs like 10 trillion. Guys, 14 guys.
10 trillion.
How much did Afghanistan war cost? I know Iraq and Afghanistan together are 21 trillion. I know that number's right. Ask ChatGPT, how much did the 24 year occupation of Afghanistan cost? I think it's, let's see. I can't remember. Go ahead.
Well, that was the thing. It was like, I believe during the original conflict as well, I don't believe the Taliban were in charge. They had a presence in government, but they weren't actually in charge of the country. They were a wide sell throughout the country. Now they're in charge. So we basically fought like a 24-odd-year war and spent trillions and trillions, your country and my country, because we get dragged into it as well, to put the bad guys in charge. It accomplished nothing. It turns out that Osama bin Laden wasn't even in Afghanistan. He was in Pakistan. Right, so we were in the wrong fucking place to begin with.
Yeah, so it's 2.3 trillion. Yeah. But I swear, if you add Iraq and that together, it was a much bigger number. Yeah.
How many hospitals could that have built? You know, how much infrastructure? Everyone complaining about American high-speed rail. That could have built 5 of them. Right? That's the problem. It's just like, there are some wars that are justified, but pretty much every single one we've been involved in for like the last 4 decades has been so dumb. And we've got no business being there.
And here's an article. I love how the Muslims now all over the U.S. and Europe creating Sharia zones and buying up apartment buildings and saying Muslim only. Have you seen this?
No, I've not seen that. I know that they are trying to establish Sharia law areas in England. I've even seen images of the Sharia police going around the streets on horseback.
Yeah.
Checking women for not dressing appropriately, even though, it's the native population. Sorry. Things are done differently here. Tough shit.
A few months ago, my wife was at HEB at night, and a Muslim runs up in a whole nightgown outfit and says, "What are you doing out at night? You should be with a man, because under their law, they can rape you here alone," screaming at her. She jumped in the car. That's how bad they've gotten. They're literally running around screaming at women.
Yeah, they're getting like really, really bold about that stuff now. It's a system of oppression. That's what they're bringing over. A lot of people say things like, "Oh, they're just coming over to live here and have a better life and blah, blah, blah," and everything. It's like, no, they're not. They're here for religious domination. Ask them. They tell you. They tell you that that's why they're here. They're here for religious domination. No, it doesn't say in the Quran, "Oh yeah, have a nice little chat with everybody and convert them peacefully." That's not what it says. It's not what it says. I mean, there's a reason that about 95% of all suicide bombings over the last 40 years have all been done by Muslim terrorists, right? Because the reason they do such a high amount is no one's as fanatical as them when it comes to their religion. Absolutely, utterly dogmatized, and they don't care about what horrific crimes they have to commit in the process to bring about the ultimate goal, which is to have Islam be the dominant global religion.
It's incredible. Can Trump... I get it. The left's even worse. And they're acting like, "Oh, you were always wrong." No, Trump was good before. I've criticized. I get demonized by him. He says, Mark Levin's a spirit animal, and Mark Levin was an ever-Trumper. Could Trump be saved? Could he be woken up? Or where do you see this going?
I think he can be, but it's just that I don't know why his second term's felt very different from his first term. His first term was fun and memes and laughter and happiness, but this second term he has, I don't know. I think it's the people were saying dark Biden. I think it's a bit of dark Trump. I don't know what's going on with him.
I agree. Let's come back and talk about RFK and everything else with Count Dankula. Stay with us. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's yours.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Now, coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller. Navy blue with red InfoWars on it and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts. And they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at TheAlexShowStore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Screen.
If you are receiving this transmission,
they're on screen.
You are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
There on screen is the head of the Southern Poverty Law Center. The pug is not actually a Nazi. It's
funded by the Southern Poverty Law Center deposes one to create fear. Of course, we're joking around, but that's now all come out. Indictments, all the proof, all the major white supremacist groups, the KKK, the National Alliance, all the groups we said, Unite the Right, all run by the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL. All of them, ladies and gentlemen, it is so massive. And how many times have I told you that? We've been under major attack by these people. But Count Dankula, 10 years ago, arrested when he was just a comedian for making his girlfriend's dog howl Hitler. Here it is.
My girlfriend is always ranting and raving about how cute and adorable her wee dog is. And so I thought I would turn him into the least cute thing that I could think of, which is a Nazi. Buddha, do I gas the juice? Do I gas the juice? Mom will gas the juice, son. Do I gas the juice? Do I gas the juice? Come on, gas the juice. Mom, gas the juice, son. Mom.
Do I gas the juice? Do I gas the Jews? Do I gas the Jews?
Gas the Jews? Jews.
It's time to get up now, Buddha. It's time to get up. Do I gas the Jews?
Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil. Gas the Jews. Gas the Jews.
Do I gas the Jews? Buddha. Do I gas the Jews?
Come on, gas the Jews, mate. Come on, right, gas the Jews.
Here. So... John Cleese, all of Monty Python, everybody's made Hitler jokes. The Jewish groups do it. Charlie Chaplin did it. Again, the idea that you can't do this, they set the precedent with you, total tyranny.
Yeah, they came after me pretty hard back then as well, and I kind of had an inkling that the outcome of the trial had already been decided before they even slapped the cuffs on. But I think it had a bit of like the reverse effect. I think that the cops thought that our government likes doing a chilling effect. They like to send a message to make everybody too scared to like dare ever repeat the thing that I did. But I think it just had the opposite effect where the government lost so much face that the police looked like a joke. And it just made people realize that we have a serious problem with freedom of speech in Britain. All it did was basically point everybody towards the problem. It made more people aware of it. And since then, I feel that freedom of speech activism in Britain has exploded, especially in recent years when you're getting everybody arrested for tweets and Facebook posts and silly little things that they said, or people getting hyper-cancelled and getting their TV shows shut down and they're kept fired from their jobs, rendered unemployable, unable to feed their children and stuff like that. It's just things are just getting worse. But all it's doing is it's making more and more people wake up to the issue that's happening, which is why I do feel... I feel at some point, it's definitely in Britain in the next few years, there is definitely going to be a little bit of a gamer moment, as I like to call it. Things are starting to get a little bit heated over here. Yeah, a lot more
well,
people are becoming
right
wing.
Obviously, yeah. Where does this go? You have Elon Musk exposing it, Trump administration exposing it, Keir Starmer. You have over in Australia, the Muslims kill a bunch of Jews and people at an event at the beach. The government says the problem is white supremacy. We're going to ban free speech for this. I mean, it's like comical if it wasn't so serious.
Yeah, and it's a weird thing because the government knows that this is having the opposite effect of what it's intending. Every single person they send to jail for like doing like a racist tweet or something like that, they essentially come out of jail fully radicalized, completely radicalized. They come out of prison so much worse, and the government knows that that is the case. So it's making me sort of think, well, if you know it doesn't work, then why are you doing it? All this is doing is making you look bad. It's creating
because they're
more radicals.
And they're only thinking yeah. One-dimensionally.
Yeah, they're not forward-thinking people. I think that's why a lot of them still thinks that communism actually works.
Well, it works for them if they're in charge of it. It doesn't work for everybody else.
Yeah, that's the problem. Communist leaders tend to be really, really fat. You know, communist citizens, not so much.
So what do you predict? Because you're a smart guy. I'm serious. What do you predict? Because you predicted years ago a rebellion. It's already happening. What's going to happen in the UK?
I don't think full-blown civil war. I do think the government's I do think we may get close to that, but then the government's going to poop its pants a little bit and back off. I think things are going to start to tone down. We're already seeing, as it's been called, putting the woke away. Basically, remember when Antifa were like massive, you know, over the last 10 years? You don't really see much of them anymore. You get a little demo here and there where they're always dropped
off. That's right. You just hit the key. They will go for 1,000,000 miles when all they need is 1,000. And so they know, make it super extreme, grab what they can, then we think we have a victory when they back off, but still they've gotten more. So it's an inchworm effect.
Yeah. So basically, you know, push the laws far enough until people protest. And then just back off a little bit. You've already gained tons of ground and you've made everybody think they've had a little win when they haven't. Then all you do is wait a year for it all to calm down and then repeat the process over and over and over again.
So how do we push back and start reversing that?
This is the problem. Is people say you can do it with your vote, but the problem is the system itself is corrupt. You're voting in a corrupt system. Right, so basically one of the things that's came out now is Rupert Lowe. Rupert Lowe and the Restore Britain parties came out as a counter to Reform and Nigel Farage, who Reform and Nigel Farage
clearly
are essentially...
Farage has been compromised now.
Yeah. They're becoming Tories 2.0. Like, see how the Tories, who basically caused the migrant crisis and allowed things to get this bad over the last 15 years, Reform was supposed to be the answer to that. And instead, what they're doing is they're adopting the exact same policies, and they're even recruiting these very same Tories from the Tory party. Like, they're bringing in the people that caused
when
the problems.
When did Farage flip? Because I've known him 25 years. He, like, flipped about, what, 7-8 years ago? Like, he claimed he didn't know Boris Johnson was a traitor. But no, he was the guy behind. He is Boris Johnson.
Yeah, I know Nigel Farage as well. I worked with him when I was in UKIP. I've met the guy. I've spoken to him. I've had a chat with him. And this is the one thing that I learned about him is he wants to be the prettiest girl at the ball all the time. He wants the credit. He wants to be the man in charge. That is why he had such a massive problem with Rupert Lowe, because Rupert Lowe was saying the things that everybody wants to hear and Nigel Farage is too afraid to say. So Rupert Lowe started gaining a little bit
I know Farage as well. He said on the show 20 years ago, or 18, he said the majority of our supporters, so back then I was like top 10 in the UK, like on Alexa. I didn't even do it on purpose. We were just giant with Paul Watson and all that. Yeah. He admitted, oh, you helped UKIP get in, we have our support from you. And then I had dinner with him and Roger Stone at the RNC. It was off the record meeting. There was the former New York police commissioner was with us. And the stuff he was in behind the scenes, he's totally different. That guy is like, he is a cold-blooded operative.
Yeah, he is in it completely for himself. I used to really like the guy. I used to really respect him. But basically, he kicked Rupert Lowe out of Reform. Because he saw Rupert Lowe going to steal his thunder, because that's what happened to him in UKIP with Gerard Batten. He was like, no, I'm not having my party getting crashed again, so I'm just going to kick the guy out this time. And all that's done is it's caused Rupert Lowe to create the Restore Britain party, which has hoovered an enormous amount of voters away from the Reform party.
I was
going to
say, isn't it surging really fast?
Yeah, it's building a lot of momentum. Because Rupert Lowe's just so unapologetic. See, whenever someone asks Nigel Farage like a difficult question.
No, he said we should accept capitulation to Islam.
Yeah, he'll dance around the subject, whereas Rupert Lowe will just turn around and give a direct answer and everyone's like, that's racist. And Rupert Lowe just goes, I don't care. Right, that's what people want to hear. That's what nobody wants
to
hear.
The left says go back to Europe, but Europe's being overrun. Where are we supposed to be?
Oh yeah, I've seen pictures of France recently. The place is unrecognizable. Unrecognizable. It's just like hijabs as far as the eye can see.
Have you seen Spain?
Yeah.
Like tens of thousands a day just rushing in saying we're going to slit your throat? Like it's
yeah.
And that's right when the government passed the law saying we don't want to be white. We don't want to be Spanish. Invade, and the Africa just invades.
Yeah, they've even industrialized it. They have entire systems all set up for it. Like, I don't know if I spoke to you about the fact is that a lot of migrants, when they come over here, they claim asylum and they need a specific reason to do so. A lot of them are pretending to be gay so that they get granted asylum in Britain. And there's
actually
like,
you sent me
like,
a topic point. I didn't quite get it, but now I get it. I guess I'm aware of that. How the migrants are posing as gay or as trans.
Yeah. They're even setting up whole fake, like, LGBT festivals so that they can send their migrant customers to there, take a few photos of them at the festival, and then use that as proof to the Home Office as to why they should be allowed to remain in Britain. And then as soon as they're given the right to stay, they immediately bring their wife and kids over. There's whole businesses that they offer this as a service. They actually offer it as a service, like, come to a gay bar with us, we'll take a few pictures of you in the gay bar. We've even hired this guy who's going to pose as your boyfriend. They offer it as a service, it comes like as a package deal, and everyone so that they can get the right to stay in
Britain. Have you seen the council ads in Wales, and also they do it in Germany, showing 10-year-old girls in little miniskirts saying, I want Muslims, come get my butt, I'm waiting for you, baby. Have you seen those?
I've seen those. It's very creepy. The children inviting them over. I mean, definitely, especially
how do they get the private public school parents let their 10-year-old daughters literally wear schoolgirl outfits and say, I'm waiting, baby. Come from Africa. Come from Middle East. Baby, I wait for you.
I think it's because the parents are retarded liberals. That's why they're going, I'm doing such a good thing. It'll be such pretty. Oh, wait till I tweet this out. Imagine the social clout that I'm going to get. Everyone's going to think I'm such a good person. That's why I hate these people. I despise these people because they don't give a, they genuinely do not care about the industrialized rape of native young girls up and down the country. They are very, very happy.
The government is, of Germany and England and Wales are advertised, now Scotland, but also, God, Ireland. What about the war? They're finally standing up. But, Mike, they're like putting Africans that can't even speak English or are in as mayors?
One in five people currently in Ireland was not born there. One in five people in Ireland was not born there.
Well, that's another group of fighters. Yeah. What happened to the Irish? I mean, they're starting to, like, God almighty.
They are starting to kick off. And that's the thing is, you know, Irish, when I say that the Scots can kick off, the Irish can. They can really kick off when the time comes. That's why, you know, I remember the last time we had an uprising of a bunch of Irish nationalists, you know, that caused a little bit of a fuss for a few years. It was called the Troubles. Although those people aren't technically nationalists anymore. They're very, very strange, but they want to free Ireland from British control.
Sure,
and all
that's
that
all
stuff.
Fighting then, Protestant Catholic idiocy. You're literally being invaded by the globalists. I mean,
yeah, that's the bit I don't get. They're like, we're a nationalist movement. We want to kick out foreign control. But also, come on in, foreigners. Here you are. Grab the first 10-year-old white girl you see. I don't understand that. I don't understand how these people who've literally fought and died for a free Ireland, you know, free from foreign influence, are inviting all the foreigners over. I can't, my head can't.
Yeah, they fight 100, multi-hundred-year wars to kick the British out of Northern Ireland. Great, do it. Over religion, and then now just bring in all the Muslims. Bring on, I mean, and they're all 90% are military-aged men. They never get jobs, 90%. And they're just, like you said, I see the footage every day. I can't even keep just raping, murdering. They let them out. It's just like, it's insane asylum.
That's it, because I've even seen it, like, especially ever since they put the migrant hotels in, like, sexual assaults in Glasgow city centre, just here where I am right now, have spiked. You hear about a new rape every other day. Right, it's just constant. And like I said as well, we have to walk the girls home past that migrant hotel because they're out harassing women all the time. And that's when we're there. That's when we're present. We just tell them to fuck off and everything. You know, you give them a bit of a dirty look and they back off. But women, you know, don't have the luxury of having a man beside them all the time. Like, they basically, they could get dragged down an alleyway. And there was a school, actually, I forget where it was, but it was somewhere in Britain where girls were complaining about migrants from the nearby hotel coming down to the school and leering at them, like, through the fence. Like, looking at
thousands of videos in the UK, mainly England, where they just grab schoolgirls off the 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
And then they escape. They arrest the dads when they complain.
Yeah, there was even, I think there was even a grooming gang survivor that got arrested for saying something racist about her attacker. And, like, again, if a man rapes you, you've got a free pass to say whatever the hell you want about that guy. Process your grief in any way that you
see. So what do you think the leftists and globalists are planning? We know an invasion. We know a plan to destroy the West. But obviously it's not working now, so they're just doubling down.
Yeah, it's a case of, like, they're just going to keep their hand on the hob until they lose their entire hand. That's what it is. Basically, that's the thing is, the future of the human race matters so much more, like, matters so much less than them being made to look wrong. It's all ego. It's ego. That's all it is. It's ultimate absolute.
But imagine
narcissism.
Transplanting millions of military-aged men to France and England and Scotland and Ireland, Germany, and wondering what's going to happen.
Now, the thing that's hilarious as well is I've even heard people say, yeah, but what if China or Russia invades? Like, what if they invade Europe and everything? We're going to need strong military-age fighting men anyway. And it's like, do you think those guys are going to sign up?
Oh, by the way, did you know Ukraine's replacing their million dead with Africans now?
Oh, I've seen that. What a slap.
But they also said they're exempt from military service. Imagine the classism. You're an illegal alien. You're legal, but you don't have to serve in the military, and we're going to sign you up for welfare. What is that? What is that?
Yeah, kill all the white men in a stupid war that should never have happened in the first place, and then hand their wives over to foreign invaders. Classic. Absolute classic. It's made forced race mixing. That's what it is. State mandated race mixing. Like that. And it's disgusting. It's like see how whenever you see the memes of the guys in D-Day on the craft going about to land on the beaches of Normandy and stuff like that. And it's like, boy, I can't wait until my great great granddaughter gets murdered by a migrant and put into a kebab. This is what I fought for. Like that's what, how do you think?
For those who don't know, they rape your daughter to death. Yeah. They turn them into kebabs. That's been documented.
Yeah, very famous case. Very famous case over here in Britain. Yeah. That's what they used to do to their victims. They would put them into the kebab meat. It's like beyond parody at this point. And they're being so blatantly obvious about it. And then they're going, oh, why is everybody kicking off? Why is there so much violence everywhere? Look at what you're doing. Look at what you're doing. And it's like, I can't believe that they're looking at this stuff and they're going, why is everyone so angry? Why does everybody hate us so much? And it's like, because you're monsters. You're ontologically, irredeemably evil with the stuff that you're doing. And it's all about ego. They just want to fuck you. I want to look
good. Well, it's also a cucking. But it's not, so my husband wants to give his wife a smile. That's his issue. They want to cut children anything strong. Cause they're, oh, the Scots haven't woke up. The Irish haven't woke up. But they've been so strong. The Romans can conquer them. We'll get them with liberal ideology and we'll destroy them. It's like they want to mount your head on a wall while you're asleep. They want to fight you while you're asleep. You understand that?
Yeah, it's utterly satanic because basically name the purest thing that you can think of. It's the innocence of a child, right? So basically what is the ultimate thing that you can destroy if you just want to be evil? It's that. That's what you want to destroy if you just want to be, if you want to go around prancing around with that great big gimp Satan, which half of these people are doing, right?
I see articles every day without looking. Where they adopt children to quote gay men and they rape and murder the children. Here in the U.S. Every day a new one. And this is what we're hearing. Look at this. Homosexual adoptive father sexually assaults 13-month-old, smothers him on video, and they'll probably let him go. Overhead shot, guys. I mean, every day. Spanish serial killer moved to woman's prison after claiming to be transgender. It's on purpose, folks. Same thing here. It goes on and on. Kids ask sexual questions about homosexual dads. They take our kids.
There was a German case where foster children were placed in the same household as a trans serial killer.
Yeah, saw that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so blatantly obvious. It's just like, I think they're getting too cocky, or I don't know if they get off on it, where they're just making this stuff so obvious, and then you've
got the deviance of it. You don't think when the left's like, they're into eating crap, you don't think they actually enjoy it. It's the being bad they like.
Yeah. I think it's just them just being an absolute degenerate.
Margarita, fajitas, and sunset, it never gets old because it's good. You know, your beautiful woman never gets old. It gets better as more you. With them, though, they're not happy, so they got to do crazier and crazier stuff to, like, punch that button in them.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I don't know. I think I was going to make a joke there, but I probably shouldn't actually say that. All right. I think they want us to kill them. I think it's just sort of like, see how when it's like, if it does get to the point of extreme violence in the streets, you know, I'm going to board my doors up and I'm going to stay in the house, but I'm not going to do anything to stop it. I'm going to go, you deserve this. You absolutely deserve this for the absolute horrors that you've inflicted on people while masquerading as a good person. And if I'm
you're talking about criminology. Famous killers always get more reckless because they want to be caught subconsciously.
Yeah. I think it's just that people want to have an excuse to have an outlet for their horrible little, you know, despicable desires. Like, for example, Antifa go around just beating up everybody, even like old military vets, women, they don't really care. Like, and it's because they want to do that. They're just a bad person that wants to inflict violence upon a person. But because they're such egotistical narcissists and psychopaths and sociopaths who are so concerned with their image, well, if I do that, people will think badly of me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to invent an excuse. And they say, hey ho, that guy's a Nazi because I say so. And then they go over, they do a bunch of horrible, violent things to the guy, put him in a coma. In fact, Antifa in France actually murdered a guy, beat him to death in the middle of the street not long ago because he was just trying to protect women from them. And basically they get praised as like heroes and everybody's campaigning to get them freed.
Well,
and
yeah, it's your psychology. Yeah, I agree. I can't help it. I can have somebody that's a buddy and a friend, but they're like 6'4" and much bigger than me. Even though I'm their friend, I'm constantly thinking about, I can take him, this is how I'm going to kill him. I see a kid, I want to give him a lollipop, be nice to him, teach him how to do something. I want to be nice to a kid.
Yeah.
These predators want to hurt something weak, whereas I can't help if somebody looks more powerful than me. I'm like literally charging up and wanting to fight him. That's a normal male thing. Like, as a warrior, I'm thinking, like, I want to, in fact, I'm trying to brag, but bigger the batter, like, they're in, like, flip a switch. A huge guy's attacking me, they are dead. The point is, I couldn't attack little people. Like, I'm geared to fight big things. How do these people want to hurt little things? I don't even understand that.
I'm like that as well, but if a guy's much smaller than me and he tries to fight me, I do everything I can to not fight him. I'm kind of like, oh, okay, buddy. Like, just do it, off you go.
But if a guy a lot bigger than you, what happens? You beat his ass.
Yeah, I've throw the first punch, like, instantly. Mostly because I know this guy's 6'8". I'm in a little bit of trouble. So like, I'll get the first hit in, but it's mostly, it's the kid thing. It's inconceivable. Is it like, why would you, there's literally never a single reason to hurt a child. There's never a reason. But these people love doing it. They just love it. Like, it's their bread and butter. They're very, very happy for like mass child rape to happen up and down the country just so that they can tweet about it and look like, oh, but we need the migrants and see. Almost all my like mass migration, like activism, boils down to easy access to food and slaves. That's it, because that's the excuses they come up with. Well, who's going to pick our fruit? Who's going to scrub our toilets? Oh, well, where am I going to get curry from if we don't have mass immigration? And look, I'm sorry, see with the amount of negatives that is like coming along with mass immigration, you're going to need to do something a lot better than toilet scrubbers and curry, right?
But meanwhile, they got the robots coming in to replace us all.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know what the future's going to hold. We're in a very, very strange, very, very weird time. But
you want to talk about RFK Jr. Let's talk about that.
Oh yeah, it was mostly just because he keeps doing weird shit with animals, and I just have no idea why.
What is he doing?
Right. There's been several incidents that have came out about him. I have no idea why he keeps doing this stuff. He found a dead roadkill bear on the road, and he stuffed it in his truck and then drove it into Central Park in New York and left it in Central Park as a sort of a prank, as if everyone, how the hell did a bear make it all the way in here to Central Park? The other one that he did is when he was on a driving vacation with the family, they saw a dead whale washed up on the beach. He then decapitated the whale with a chainsaw and strapped the head of the whale to his car, and he was just driving down the freeway.
Well, he is Irish, so he had to forgive him.
Yeah, I know, but like the other one, the recent one that's came out, is he apparently found a roadkill raccoon and he cut off its penis so that he could take it home to, quote, study later. And it's just like, all right, I'll give you one weird animal story. I'll give you two, but that's three.
I heard about the bear. Wow. Yeah. So that is interesting.
Yeah. So that, I don't know why.
I usually avoid roadkill.
Yeah, exactly. But he seems to love it, takes it home with him, wants to keep it and look at it, which is, there's been too many. There's a pattern. There's a pattern starting to form.
So what do you think's going on?
I don't know. It's just really, RFK really likes messing around with dead animals. Like, I think we've established enough of a pattern there. I don't know what
you're saying. He's a necrophiliac for dead animals. He's a zoological necrophiliac.
I don't know, maybe he just wanted to brag to his friends that, hey, I fucked a whale head. Like, I don't know what it is that he wants to do that.
Hold on, do five more minutes. Count down. Sorry, guys. Final segment, back in 2 minutes. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's yours.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin. Or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultra Methylene Red.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. Without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
It's because I knew too much.
I just knew too much.
All right, I asked Count Dankula in closing. We got to get him back sooner. Next time I'm at the Alex Jones Network. What do you want to hit last? He said, InfoWars. People are pissed about it being shut down. Count Dankula, give us your take on that.
Yeah, it's just the entire thing. The entire thing with the lawsuit and everything was just clearly an effort to completely destroy you, because you've been right about too many things for too long, right? And there's been some times where, okay, maybe the way that you presented it wasn't exactly the way it turned out to be, but it was pretty damn close, and it was information that people didn't have before, right? There's so many times where you've been absolutely vindicated, and everyone's like, oh, conspiracy theorist, blah, 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 blah. But as we've learned, especially over the last 10 years, the difference between a conspiracy theory and the truth is about 6 months, right? And I believe that is why you came after so hard. Because what was it? It was the biggest ever settlement awarded, like, against a solo individual in American history.
Yeah, big pharma companies that killed tens of thousands of people paid less settlements.
Yeah, the Bhopal disaster, they only paid like a few hundred thousand or something like that. How much did what was the company that completely annihilated the Gulf of Mexico? Oh, sorry, the Gulf of Trump or Gulf of America or whatever it's called now. They paid like, what, a couple hundred million? Yeah, BP for completely annihilating God knows how
many. The OxyContin people paid less.
Yeah, exactly. It's, but for some reason, yeah, and it's just to annihilate you. That's what it is. And it's basically, again, it's a system that's scared. That's what it is. That's why they're coming after you. That's why they want to shut you up, which is why the fact that you're continuing doing what you're doing and you're going to have the Alex Jones show, I think it's great. I want you to keep doing it. I want you to keep doing this for a very, very long time. Like, I definitely want it to keep going, because you're a mainstay on my channel. Remember when I came over and you choked me out and everything? That's the outro to all of my videos. That's the outro that I use for all of my videos. So, like, the people on my channel love you. And everything, and it's just like, you're a massive figure on the internet, you're a massive figure in the fight for freedom, and I just think it's absolutely disgusting what they've done to you.
Well, like you said, it's a hassle for the crew and everybody, but it's just the way it is, and we never gave up, we leave it all on the field, But wait till when you leave, what we found out about the Onion people. Can you imagine what they're into? Just wild guess.
Oh, I've got, let me guess. Is it something similar to the things that we've been discussing so far?
It's about torturing little kids to death.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Why am I not surprised? Why am I not surprised? Especially, like, see the fact when it came out that the Onion was the one that was coming in to acquire InfoWars, that made me kind of go, yeah, they're co-opted. They're part of the machine. So it wouldn't surprise me if they were part of that little club.
Well, yeah, it's the former MSNBC censorship czar. Bloomberg's funding it. And they said a year and a half ago they got it. They haven't got it yet either. They just announced it. And the media goes, yeah, they own it now. It's all done. We're still fighting. The real reason we're shutting down next Friday is they're turning the lights off.
Yeah, even the Onion at one point used to be funny. They used to be edgy and stuff like that. I don't know if you ever saw the old skit that they used to do called the Grabblers.
Oh, I've seen it.
They were parodying.
No, he got bought 3 years ago by Bloomberg's front guy.
Oh, well, there you go. That explains it then. The Onion's not been funny for a while. The Babylon Bee does it so much better. But, I mean, this is the thing is, they're going to come in, they're going to take InfoWars, and they're going to do the little ha-ha articles, and here's one thing I'm going to tell you, they're going to be shit, they're not going to be funny, The Onion hasn't been funny for a really, really long time, because they basically, see, when there was no sacred cows, that's the best type of comedy, that's the best type of parody, but basically The Onion realised they had a mostly left-wing audience who cry and get upset because something they said was offensive, so they just stopped doing it. They just stopped doing it. Now it's basically, we only parody everything on the right. We won't touch the left because that makes them all a little bit.
Well, all I'm asking all the great supporters and my compatriots and brothers like you, when I announce in a few days the new news site, please everybody just promote us. Everybody knows the new site, knows where to find the show. We're continuing on. And let's not wait a year to get you back on. Come on in a few weeks on the new show.
No, definitely. Absolutely. Well, definitely 100%.
How do people find Count Dankula? Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter at Count Dankula TV, and you can find me at Count Dankula on YouTube as well. And before we go, I would just like to say,
hold on, we gotta come
onion.
Back with your
nah,
donkey.
Nah.
Hold on, 60 seconds. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine, nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultra methylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria in the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultra methylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available. DallasTheStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade, ultra methylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. DallasTheStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at DallasTheStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yeah, what's crazy is 2 days ago at the end of the show, the Bloomberg-owned Onion, that's on record, his gun control group, funds it, comes out and says, we own InfoWars, we have the studio, we have it. And then I learned there's a court hearing next Thursday with the judge did the fake show trial with HBO, and they know they already have it. And basically, the lawyers on the other side are like, yeah, we have it next week. So she just signs off on whatever they say to do this, even though it's held up on appeal by the law, they're not supposed to do it. That's why they're leasing it to them for 6 months, because there's all this liability to actually own it. It's just crazy. But you had one other thing you wanted to say before we learned about what the people running the attack on me are into, because they produce national TV shows. And I don't watch Adult Swim, so I didn't know this, but it's kidnapping kids, putting them in cages, torturing them to death, and eating them. Turns out it's a long-running thing they did years ago. So they thought we wouldn't know about this. Will Ferrell's involved, all this stuff. This is beyond sick. Wait till everybody sees this. But you had one more point. We hit the break, had to cut off Count Dankula.
No, I literally just wanted to close on the point, but I was just going to say, fuck The Onion and fuck Tim Heidecker. Because he also, you know, Sam Hyde. You know,
he canceled him on Adult Swim back when it was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, he actually was part of why his show World Peace got shut down. And he was basically complaining about, oh, it's too edgy, it's too this, it's too that. And no, I think it's because he felt threatened by Sam, because let's face it, Sam Hyde is funnier. He's far funnier than Tim Heidecker could ever hope to be, and he felt threatened by him. And see the fact that they're involved with that Marina Abramovich, that bloody witch, I am not surprised at all. I am not the tiniest bit surprised that they're involved with her and they're into all that stuff.
It is mind-blowing. Well, the good news is humanity's waking up. We're not just saying that. It's clear. The Great Awakening's here. Their COVID fiasco was horrible, but it failed. So we have the initiative. They're going to make it hard for those of us at the tip of the spear, but that's why we signed up for this. You know, so it's okay.
Yeah. Like, the thing is, didn't they try to pull this before? Well, I think it was about a year ago where they were like, oh, the Onion has bought InfoWars and all, and they just ran it in the news, and everybody was like, oh, did they... They just took that like it was fact when that wasn't
the case. Yeah, no, that's the thing. Is even conservative talk shows believe them again. And I sent Benny, I love Benny Johnson, a clip. And I said, here they are a year and a half ago saying they own it. And the judge said there was no auction. It was all a fraud. Now there's not even been a court hearing, Count Dankula. And they've announced it. And people are like, oh, come on now, you know. But it doesn't matter because the receiver at the state level is shutting us down regardless. So I knew that they were doing it. I said, I think they're going to shut us down May 1st. That's a communist holiday. I just had a gut level a month ago and said that, told everybody to listen, and then it turns out they were.
Of course they were. But it's like, what are they going to, like, the thing is, what are they going to do with it? Like, what are they going to do? Like, basically, the Onion hasn't been funny for a long time.
Well, the Hedegaard guy, whatever his name is, the one that does the show about kidnapping kids and eating them, he now says, well, I can talk like Alex Jones, so we're going to pose as him to hurt him. We're going to say lies. He said this in the news to hurt him. Do you understand that's open and shut defamation? When we're going to lie about somebody to hurt them, that is malice aforethought, intent to do harm. Not every court's controlled, but they don't care because they got Bloomberg funding.
Yeah, if you've got Bloomberg funding, you can hire every lawyer in the country if you wanted. But it's just like, I think it's hilarious that he's planning to do the very same thing that he's like making fun of you for like losing InfoWars and everyone. Oh yeah, Alex deserved what happened to him. Also, I'm going to do the exact same thing that he apparently did. Like, that's stupid.
They're also trying to bait me. I saw the article, but I didn't see it in my printouts. Guys, go to, just like thousands of articles, go to Google and type in Alex Jones, I stole his job. He is on TV going, I stole your job. I am you now. I'm going to steal your, he's saying, I steal your identity, trying to piss me off. It's going to blow up in their face spectacularly. People are going to be enraged.
Yeah, that's cringe. No one's going to just like watch everyone.
No one's going to go like, I'm Alex Jones and, send me money and I'll turn your piss into gold. And also, there's literally no pedophilia going on. That's what he says.
Oh, for God's sake. Like, do you want to know the thing is, I'm going to make a prediction about what's going to happen. The Onion take it, they, you know, mess the website around a little bit, they write a couple of articles, a bunch of lefties come on the website and go, ah, oh, that's kind of funny, and then they vanish forever and never frequent the website again. That's what's going to happen. So basically, they're going to end up losing so much money. They're going to end up losing so much money on this for like a meme, and all that's going to happen is you're going to go and do the Alex Jones show and just continue on. Like,
no, I agree, and it's going to make the term InfoWars that's generic even bigger. Because now they're trying to attack it and want the name, it's going to make it even more avant-garde.
Exactly, but it's also, I think it's like a bit ironic when it's about delivering people the truth and then it got captured and corrupted by a bunch of people that are in a demon cooking. I just think there's a big irony.
Oh, I love who's being thrown at me turn out to be literal devil worshippers.
Yeah, it's weird how that keeps happening. Like, the people that, like, really hate us all seem to love Satan. Have you noticed that? I've noticed that. It's really, really strange.
And all we want to do is just be nice people.
Yeah, I know. It's like, we're sitting here going, hey, child rape's bad. And they're all like, actually... Like, this is the thing that's really, really weird. It's weird that this keeps happening. It's like, we get like...
What is wrong with them? Like, yeah. I bet you never get tired of a steak, right? You never get tired of a cold beer. You never get tired of a sunset. You never get tired of a good woman. Why aren't they happy? Like, my life just gets... Everything I always love gets better and better. It never gets old. But I read about them, not these, but the nothings. It's like Pirates of the Caribbean where they're skeletons, you know, in the moonlight. They can't taste the wine. They can't enjoy the... What? Like, why aren't they happy? God, if they were in my position, they'd be like, guys, I'm happy. You're happy. Like, what's wrong with you?
I think it's just a life of vacuousness. I don't think they have any personality to, like, actually build the foundation of a character on top of. So that's why they have to co-opt into all these causes and everything. And basically, I think, see, instead of just enjoying the world and what God gave them, they seek validation from others. When it's like, no, no, it's not enough to just be good. Like, people have to know that I'm good. And it's basically, the joy should be in doing the good act, not the recognition that comes from it. But that's what they want. They want the recognition from it, but they're not willing to put the work in.
Exactly. When I do a good act, it's because it feels good for me. It's very selfish, actually.
Yeah, like, it's just like, you help someone out, it feels nice, you did a nice little thing, the world is a tiny bit better, and everyone, but they don't want to do that part, they just want the respect and adoration and all these other wonderful things, but they also want a vehicle so that they can take out their horrible urges, like for example, violence, like I was talking about earlier with Antifa, they're just people that want to be violent, they just want an excuse that keeps their ego intact. These other people as well, it's like, ha-ha, the right wing's so bad, ha-ha-ha, look what we're doing to Alex Jones, whereas they're farting around with a woman that allegedly cooks and eats children.
Well, back to my question, I'll let you go. Yeah. I'm guessing, is a ribeye steak better at your age now than it was 20 years ago? Everything's better, like, sex is better, beer's better, sunsets are better, steak's better, fighting's, everything's like better, better, better. And I look at them saying how miserable they are. Like, why are we so happy? I mean, you look really are you happier than ever?
I'm happier than ever right now, man. I'm in the midst of a divorce and everything, and I'm great right now. I'm having a wonderful, wonderful time. I always thought, like, I'm pushing 40 and, you get a bit sad when you hit 40, but no, I feel like I'm hitting the swing. I'm only just hitting the swing of my life.
It only gets better. It only gets better.
Yeah. Good. I hope so. But I've not really spoke about this much with you, but I've started going to church and everything as well in the last year and a half. Like, I'm going to the gym all the time.
By the way, Joe Rogan, everybody, I told people this years ago, I became a Christian. He told me privately, he's not doing it for attention. He now has woken up and literally, I don't know, people that go to church with him, he literally prays and gets it now. That's got to scare the system.
Oh yeah, definitely. They've been desperate for everyone to turn away from God for a very, very long time. That's why, remember when there was this massive atheism push, especially on the internet from places like Reddit from like the early 2000s onwards and stuff like that. And then remember when Christians were parodied and made fun of in like literally every single comedy act. And this is the thing that's hilarious. People go, oh, well, if you make loads of jokes about Muslims, that's going to make people hate Muslims. And it's like, how do you know that that's not what happened with you with Christians? How do you know that you don't just hate Christians and they're all horrible and evil and blah, 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 because the media and movies and institutions and everyone just drummed that into your head and brainwashed you into it? Or is it very, basically Jesus Christ, the person that says, hey, just everybody go around, be nice, help your fellow man, appreciate everything that God gave you, take care of yourself, take care of your body. What part of that is bad advice? What part of that is bad advice? And people are trying to turn against that. Basically, live well, be kind, and take care of your fellow man. Like that, and everyone's going, no, I want to worship Satan, and I'm going to do like horrible things to children and everything. Like, but apparently we're the bad guys, though. Apparently we're the bad guys.
No, like, I totally agree. But my point is this, and I knew you'd say, because everybody that I talk to personally does this: the more you do the right thing, the more you stand up and have strong, the better the moonlight is, the better the sunlight is, the more beautiful the trees are, the better life is, food is better. It's just like you're designed to do this. People ask, why do you fight tyranny? You're full of courage. Actually, no, my cells want to be truthful and strong, and my whole body is designed to do it. And you learn the Satanists are totally empty and are totally unempowered because they aren't in line with God's plan. And it doesn't mean we're perfect. That doesn't mean, but I'm just saying it's just so fulfilling to get in line with what we're supposed to do. And I wish they would just get in line. God's not making them do it, but we were designed to do it.
Yeah. I mean, crushing evil's fun. See, we're talking about things that make us feel good. Crushing evil feels great. You know, I like waving a middle finger in the face of evil. I felt like that's what I was doing a little bit during my trial and everything. I felt like there was this horrible system trying to keep me down, and I waved the middle finger in its face. Yeah, I got found guilty and everything in the end, but I did whatever I could. Right, so I feel proud of what I did during the Nazi pug stuff, right? I went down swinging as far as I'm concerned. And I think that's what everybody else should be doing right now. Everybody should be doing, like, basically holding a middle finger up to this stuff. Like, oh, I like devil worship because it's edgy and cool. No, it's not. It's gay. right, devil worship and worshiping Satan is gay. It's lame, it's cringe, you're probably just doing it for attention. Right, oh, I'm so cool and unique and different. Oh, hail Satan, shut up. Shut up, you cringe lord. Right, especially all the horrible, like, evil stuff that it's associated with. Like, well, the source of all evil, that's what you want to be associated with. Where you're going around prancing and pretending that you're a good person, posting your little anti-racist tweets and, oh, look at me, and everything. Just say, honestly, shut up. Shut up. You're cringe, you're embarrassing. Fucking give up. Sorry, went off on one there, Alex. You do something to me. You bring the anger out in me sometimes with the subjects that we talk about.
Well, I totally agree. You got to join me with the new Alex Jones Network in the next few weeks. You got to come. We plan to go 7 days a week during the weekdays, 5 a.m. to midnight, and probably 5-6 hours. Saturday and Sunday has less viewers, but there's less competition. Those are the biggest shows. I do. I mean, it's insane. We want it. Maybe you can come in whenever you want, maybe an hour a week, whatever you want, or you can tape it too. But we want to work with you, Count Dankula. We love you, Count Dankula TV on X. YouTube, Count Dankula. We'll talk to you soon, brother, and I really appreciate you.
No worries, man. Thanks for having me. Best of luck.
Now, I use the analogy of Pirates of the Caribbean. Cheesy. I don't even think I watched the third one, but in the second one, or maybe it's the first, I don't remember, they're trying to get all the gold they spent because it took their soul away, and the wine doesn't taste good, the food, it's all ashes. So they've got to go fix all their sins they've committed and get the gold back to try to get back close to God. It's an allegory like the Christmas story or whatever, you know, with the chains of, you know, the bankers ripping people off. And, you know, your chains are twice as long as mine. That's, before I hit these guys that are attacking me, and just, the problem was Rob Duke calls me last night. He goes, have you seen they do devil worship videos? And he said child kidnapping celebration. And then this morning he goes, I got like 10 more. And he got more and more, and then it turns out that the actors on the show are hanging out with Abramovich, the rituals, and I'm just like, oh my God, it's much worse than I thought. And the symbolism and all of it, is just, if you know what they're doing, it is all 100% insider, spirit cooking, Pizzagate. And of course, you look at them on TV, they look like demonic gremlin weasels. And I'm just like, of course this is who we're fighting. But imagine being them. The head of the Onion, Bloomberg Fund, had said, the one thing I want in the world is to be Alex Jones. I want his skin. And they're saying, we will be him now. No, you won't. Because our listeners are going to promote our new system and you're going to be exposed. But this is them. They know they're ugly. They know they're sick. Yeah, that's the head guy right there. This is who they are. But know your enemy, folks. And look, I'm not sending people after them. I wish them well, long lives. But they're who they are picking this fight and what they've done and what they promoted with Will Ferrell, it's going to come out. So that's their issue now. But here's from Pirates of the Caribbean, the allegory of all of this, because I'm telling you, when I say this, breathing is better than ever. Seeing the light and the stars and the moon and the clouds and just everything is so rich as I fight evil. It's like, people say, thank you for fighting. Oh, what you gave up. I gave up nothing. I gained everything. I just want to keep fighting, and I have to get you on board so I can keep this mission going. This is like handing out winning lottery tickets or something. I mean, this is like giving out free glasses of ice water in the Sahara Desert. This is so ridiculously obvious that Jesus Christ is the way, that being a good person is the way. And the devil goes, well, you've got all this evil because we have knowledge of evil. I already know that. The devil always says, oh, you're evil. You can't be what Jesus. You just might as well just go with evil. I know more about evil than you do up one side, down the other. That's because I know it's a loser. So that's where we are. Here's a clip, and I'm getting this big news.
You don't know what this is, do you?
It's a pirate medallion.
This is Aztec gold. One of 882 identical pieces they delivered in a stone chest to Cortez himself. Blood money paid to stem the slaughter he wreaked upon him with his armies. But the greed of Cortez was insatiable. So the heathen gods placed upon the gold a terrible curse.
and immortal that removes but a single piece from that stone chest shall be punished for eternity.
I hardly believe in ghost stories anymore, Captain Barbossa.
That's exactly what I thought when we were first told the tale. Buried on an island of dead, what cannot be found, except for those who know where it is. Find it, we did. There'll be the chest. Inside be the gold. And we took them all. We spent them and traded them. And frittered them away. Drink and food and pleasurable company. The more we gave them away, the more we came to realize the drink would not satisfy. Food turned to ash in our mouths. And all the pleasurable company in the world could not slake our lust. We accursed men, Miss Turner. Compelled by greed we were. But now, we are consumed by it. There is one way we can end our curse. All the scattered pieces of the Aztec gold must be restored and the blood repaid. Thanks to ye, we have the final piece.
And the blood to be repaid?
That's why there's no sense to be killing you. Yet. I'm curious, after killing me, what is it you're planning on doing next?
They're all slaves. Caught in Satan's trap. Turn it up.
The moonlight shows us for what we really are. We are not among the living, and so we cannot die. But neither are we dead. For too long I've been parched of thirst and unable to quench it. Too long I've been starving to death and haven't died. I feel nothing. Not the wind on my face, nor the spray of the sea. Nor the warmth of a woman's flesh. You best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one.
That's a spiritual allegory of what it's like. The wind has never felt better on my face. The food has never tasted better. The sex has never been better. Nothing has been better than serving Jesus Christ. All of you idiots serving Satan have given up your birthright over this planet and what you're supposed to do. But God hates cowards. And the fact that you won't join God in this quest is the reason you, as a free being with consciousness and free will, you gave up your birthright. Just like Cain. But if you still have any conscience left and feel a tickle of this, ask Jesus to come to your heart right now and repent your sins. Prostrate yourself before God. Repent. And God will heal you and heal our land. This is spiritual. This whole thing is spiritual. And don't think I'm some candy ass that doesn't know more than you know about evil. I know plenty.
I've been tested. I've been tempted. I've seen stuff most of you people wouldn't believe, so that I would now be in this position. But it was all God in control of me, pushing me right to the edge and pulling me back so that I would have the knowledge and the wisdom to contend with this now. God is in control. God is perfect. God is the creator, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And God gave you that free will. You must take in your hands your destiny. You must choose God. And all God's offering is total completion and victory and total satisfaction. The feeling of completion in God's presence is something timeless. You wonder, what's eternity like? That'll be boring. Oh, I'll assure you it's not. But there are missions for those that choose to accept them. We're going to come back, and we're going to look at the people taking over InfoWars next week. We're going to look at who they are and who they tell you they are. And they're exactly who you would imagine, and worse. Channel Live feeds now at Relox Jones. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue, blue, blue. I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up.
This stuff works.
Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month. But we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know like knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had
Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows if a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the Ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and...
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
About to see absolutely horrific, disturbing information. And this is aired on national cable television many years ago. But listeners began last night to send our news director, Rob Dew, clips of the individual who is saying he's taking over InfoWars next week and who says he can do my voice, and I guess he's bald-headed, so he's going to say he's me to discredit me and put out lies to hurt me, and that he, quote, is stealing my job and my identity. That's national headlines. We already put it up earlier. So I got busy last night on the whole Southern Poverty Law Center bombshell that we already knew. We broke decades ago, but not confirmed. They're funding and running all the white supremacist groups. So I didn't look at it until this morning. And I looked at these videos. They are highly disturbing. This aired on Adult Swim. I guess that's the Cartoon Network. And they also made another movie called Tim and Eric's Billion Dollar Movie with children in satanic diarrhea rituals. So I'm warning you before you hear this. This is children kidnapped, put on ships, tortured, burned to death, murdered for Satan. And then you have the actor in the show, Will Ferrell, at Abrita Ivanovich, Aleister Crowley's satanic spirit cooking rituals. Now you can take one look at these guys, deranged demons. You just look at them. When they send the lawyers to these cases, they cackle and laugh and rub their hands together like demons. I mean, you have to go see it. My lawyers are like, what is that? They feel like demons. They are demons. That is who's crawled up out of hell to do this. But imagine them announcing 2 days ago that they own InfoWars without even a court hearing, because they know the set hearing with the judge that ran the fake show trials against me in Texas, the George Soros-funded judge, Judge Greer Gamble, they know the outcome at 1 o'clock at the courthouse next Thursday. I could see them turning off the power and not paying the bills starting the first. I said, well, that's a shutdown. I said that a month ago. We fought so many times. Maybe God comes through with a miracle. But we got the Alex Jones Network, so we're ready to go. It'll all be announced, the new URLs, the news site, everything. But we nailed it. So they told them yesterday, the Texas receiver under the judge, they're going to lock the doors at midnight. They're sending in a private detective security firm at midnight to kick us out of the building Thursday, the 30th. Now, I was going to go to like 8 o'clock at night in our last show because they're turning the internet off. But now we'll be here right till midnight when they get here. and we'll go to sleep a few hours and be back in the morning for my show, Alex Jones Network. All the radio feeds will be there, all of it. New URLs, everything. But then do start sending me last night these videos. I don't look at them. I'm busy like, oh, my God, the Southern Poverty Law Center is up so huge. I start watching. I wake up at 4:30, take a shower, drink coffee. I'm doing research. I start watching these clips you're about to see. And the grayness of it, the sickeningness of it, the chilt and all the symbolism when you know what they're doing, and the simulated murder of children, and kidnapping them and loading them on ships, then using them up, and all this when you study the Jeffrey Epstein stuff, this is it. I mean, they tell you up front, but if you even know the symbolism, it's even worse. So I've only watched these clips one time. There's a bunch of them. It'll take up most of the time we've got. And I don't even want to watch this when I play this, okay? But I'm sorry, we had to put this out. But that's who we're up against. So if you don't support us, thealexjonesshow.com, you are literally backing the demons of hell. Because I don't own the site. They can't shut that down at Fuzz New Network. Go there now for the best supplements. Go there for the t-shirts. Support us. We are fighting the literal hounds of hell here. So let's start with child clown outlet skits from the Cartoon Network, Showtime, Tim and Eric, awesome show, great job. Show's written by Tim Heidecker, the guy that's taking over, who says he can talk like me, and Eric Warheim, is that right? They made several skits about child clown ritual services where kids are shipped, trafficked to homes to be used as sex slaves. They did several skits on national TV where the theme, each one getting worse in pedophilia. A-list comedian Will Ferrell is also featured in the skits, has been at Abramovich parties and rituals. So they're externalizing the method. They are throwing it in your face. And this is who we're up against. So literally, if you don't word of mouth spread the word about what we're doing, if you don't pray for the broadcast, if you don't support us financially, you are literally aiding and abetting these people. They're all in the news saying, we're stealing a skin, we're taking it to piss me off. They hope I'm going to promote them in the future. No, I'm going to occasionally cover what they're doing, but no, you're getting civil rights lawsuits, bro. So what? Bloomberg's funding you? We already have Bloomberg Security spilling their guts. Little Feet, all that stuff. Oh, we got it all. Mr. Little Feet, that's what I'm saying. We're going to sue Bloomberg. We're going to sue you. We're already suing the Democrats, Paul Weiss. So just knock yourself out, bro. Knock yourself out. You want to fight? You got one. Keep laughing. Like a year and a half ago when you say it took us over. We'll see how it works out for you. This is where out of the building because you shut the power off. Don't mean you got this. And my job is to keep fighting you because in that process you get exposed. If you want to get defeated, you came to the right place. Which you did. I'm the wood chipper. Guess what you are? Did your nuclear testing in the Pacific Ocean and woke up Godzilla. Good luck. Because you just woke me up. Everybody else. And we got even more stuff coming in from people inside the show. And I haven't had time to review yet what they didn't put on air. And whistleblowers. Oh. And we got the Sandy Hook whistleblowers, including family members. And now, in the next few weeks, I'm going to play that card. We were just waiting. And you can't stop the signal, no matter how hard you try. So you think this is my Waterloo? I haven't felt like I'm 20 since I was 20, and I do right now. If you wanted a fight, you better believe you got one. So I'm sorry to have to air this type of filth. I'm sorry I wasn't even aware this stuff was on national TV years ago. Long before all the Epstein stuff came out, here they are, many years ago, the very same people bragging and strutting around like little demonic roosters. Play clip A, child clown pedophile skits. Here it is.
Hello, Hannah Hand's Child Clown Outlet. Why not use our child clowns for your next party or special event?
It's a fact.
Our child clowns are washed and diapered daily, and no child clown comes without fake plastic doo-doo. My child clowns never take breaks. Now you can rent an adult adapter to bring that child clown up to a regular man's eye level. Our clowns are soft to the touch.
They're soft to the touch.
Did you make a mess of our child clowns?
Bring them back dirty. We'll hose them off.
And now we made returning your child clown even easier.
Just use one of our many Mahanahan's Child Clown Express drop-off booths.
And if you don't like that, I've got fun.
Do you have a discreet adult party that you need clown catering?
Use my clown!
Hi, I'm Steve Mahanahan,
and I officially endorse my brother Mike Mahanahan's Child Clown Shoes Outlet.
Love you, Mike.
I love you, Steve. I love my brother Steve, but I'll tell you one thing.
His clowns don't come with shoes.
Have you ever seen a child clown without shoes?
It's disgusting.
Don't get your child clown shoes from any other outlet.
It's disgusting.
I specialize in big top, round toe, aquarium, wrestling, magic lace, velcro, high top, multicolored, single toe, rim length, weird, extra comfort,
utility, late night,
erotic, and safe colored shoes.
Now I'm located right next to my brother. I love you, Steve.
Love you, Mike.
We love each other.
Love you, Mike.
I love you, Steve.
Love you, Mike.
I love you, Steve. I wish you the best.
Love you, Mike. Hi, I'm Steve Hanahan, and thank you for your Steve Hanahan Child Clown Rental.
You love my clown.
You care for my clowns like you care for your children. Please pay attention to the following video. It'll help you get the most out of your child clowns.
Hit pause. Back up 20 seconds. Shows a mother with a child. He sticks his tongue out. I mean, this is all pedophilic. This is, who do you think comes against us? Just support us. Just fund us. And I swear to you, I will wage war against these people. Okay? I've already proven it. Energize me. Go to theallshowshore.com right now. They're so pissed. Go ahead.
Thank you for your Steve Hanahan Child Clown Rental.
You love my clown.
You care for my clowns like you care for your children. Please pay attention to the following video. It'll help you get the most out of your child clowns.
Then he hunches.
When your child clowns arrive, they may not want to come out of their carrier. If shyness occurs, gently tap on the clown.
Kidnap kids in cages. Radio listeners.
Should learn quickly.
These child clowns come hungry as a horse!
The first thing a child clown will look for is food. Child clowns are not fed in their clown boxes, so expect them to arrive very hungry.
That's how it works.
My child clowns are blind. They'll eat anything.
Jeffrey Epstein, how to get a baby to nurse on their penis.
Your child clown may be reluctant to...
Back that up. Look what they put on screen. Everything's a message. Back it up 10 seconds. Play the audio. Look at that. It's all the food is them.
Your child clown may be reluctant to perform in an amusing fashion. We recommend Steve Mahanahan's Child Clown Poison Spray.
It keeps them sick! But
you kill
them
later.
Too much poison, you got a dead clown in your hands. It's useful.
Our child
clown. Yeah, they drug them with Raid poison, which you can spray as fake acid. For a long time. See, homosexual adoptive father sexually assaulted 13-month-old before suffocating him. See, it's all part of the fun. Let's keep going. And I'm saying the pedophiles, they're all into raping the children and the feces that get on them. That's all in this, too. Here we go.
12 hours at a time, but they might get tired and try to rest.
You got to keep them awake. Go ahead, use my horn.
That's part of mind control. Sleep deprivation for children. MK Ultra.
I'm Steve Hanahan, owner and operator of Steve Hanahan's Child Clown Outlet. And I'm going to... We're going out of business. Time to close up shop. I touched a clown. Now I'm going to jail. I touched a...
So now they got to kill the babies because they might speak. This is nice people taking over InfoWars. Here we go.
We're having a going out of business.
Hey, pause. Hey, Michael Bloomberg, your security's blowing the whistle, Mr. 80 billion. Yeah, get ready, punk. Keep going. Send your head teams. We're ready. Go ahead. Yeah, kick the baby, attack the baby. It's a clown, it's okay.
My father forced me into this child clown business. I hate him, but I love my brother.
Rest in peace, boo boo.
Hey, pause. It's all about the pedophiles have been forced into it. Most of them were raped themselves. They're telling you everything. Just keep going.
He's funny. He's got no arms.
I gotta get rid of these clowns.
I gotta go to jail. I hope they let me keep my bag.
Doing the soy boy face. What was even popular?
pause. Back it up. This is Will Ferrell now into the pedophile outlet where you get your kids and torture them to death. Let's continue. This is Sue Sadakis. Here it is.
Donald Mahanahan, original child clown out.
I'm the original child clown out.
Clown out.
Clown out.
Clown out. You know you're gonna love my clowns.
Come on!
I breed them myself.
These clowns come from Donnie's
seed. Why try some other man's seed? My seed's fresh.
Fresh.
I keep my seed in tubes and plastic bags.
Put it the most famous and pause. The phallic symbol. Again, they're all about fresh kids to rape. That's a big thing with them. Let's continue.
Women I breed with are clean and have real clown traits. Look, I'm a clown breeder. It's in my blood. It's in my balls.
Yeah, pause. They say clowns are children. He's a child breeder. Continue.
It's not my fault. My son touched those clowns.
He broke the golden rule. Never touch the clowns. Let the clowns touch you. Hey. Hey, not now.
These children.
He should have used a stick to him. I told him, did he listen?
Hey, that's for a jury to decide.
My other son, Mike, got shot in the face. So come to me.
Me, Donnie.
Hey, for the last time, quiet.
I'm going to have to put him in cages they can't see through.
It's all about how the elite has to deal with the Wranglers.
Not a good time right now. I'm gonna have to bury him in the back if he keeps acting like
this. Pause. Real baby, a year and a half old. I'm gonna have to kill this baby because it's crying. They're bragging to you and they're taking over InfoWars, they say. That's who they are. That's the Onion. The guy that's taking over, the main Onion guy, is the writer for this. Continue.
The original child clown man. Rent from the
best.
He's back.
It's me, Steve Mahanahan. I finally got out of jail.
My brother Mike is dead.
I miss you, Mike. Love you. And my daddy, Donnie tried to break me out of jail.
He failed. He got shot in the face.
I have the best new child club deal for you.
My mainland operation got shut down. But guess what? Now I'm on a ship. There are no rules on international waters. It's a child club.
Remember what the Democrats said? They're going to have fun with kids in Afghanistan?
My daddy Donnie's dead. My brother Mike's dead. My daddy Donnie's dead. My brother Mike's dead. My daddy Donnie's dead.
No, they're on an island raping kids.
You got to buy tickets.
What is this, 10 years old? What's the date of this, guys? Look it up.
Come on down, see my head hat, shotgun crows. Behind closed doors, you do what you like.
Adult Swim 10 years ago. So, now let's go to their movie, Tim and Eric's billion-dollar movie. These are the people at The Onion taking over. This is Tim Heidecker, the writer for that, wrote that. Very nice person who says he's going to pose as me to discredit me. This is the Sandy Hook lawyers, all the people. This is what they stand for. Here they are talking about a diarrhea ritual with children. And then go to the trailer for the movie. Here it is.
Okay, Eric, my boy. Dr. Doom has got you, and he's going to give you a nice, warm shrimp bath. All my boys have been hiding the shrimp inside them for days now, and they're excited to finally let it out all over
it's
you.
About semen from gang raping.
Come, my sons. It's time.
Oh, look at them.
Same
they can barely hold it in.
Now children come in. And children, diarrhea. It's done at Skull and Bones. George Bush, Senior, all of them. This is who's taking over InfoWars.
My boys only need the finest.
Tim Heidecker.
So that they can achieve a level of shrimp that's unmatched.
This is the heroes of Sandy Hook.
Let the brown,
nice people,
foamy mist wash all over you.
What's Chris Maddie have to say about this? Another clip from the movie?
Official Dovis Reps here, stopping in for a meet and greet.
And there's more. There's way more clips.
Welcome to Reggie's.
What can I get for you? You got a sale and slightly soiled.
No. We're not customers. I don't know if you saw our presentation we did the other day, but we're running things here at the mall now.
What exactly do you sell here, Reggie?
Well, used toilet paper, of course.
There's a lot of demand for that here, then, Reg?
It's more of a gourmet operation.
Okay, write down gourmet.
I got it.
G-O-R-M-A-Y.
G-O-R-M-A-Y. M-A-Y.
Yep. Every night we go out to the usual spots, you know, abandoned porta potties, sewage mains, those kind of places, and we do our collecting. And then we take the messy slop back here and we spool it all on to new rolls.
What's that, shit? This is shit smell. Is that you?
It smells like popo.
Yeah, my father taught me this profession years ago, and now I'm teaching it to my son.
Good.
Speak of the devil. Come on.
Bring a little innocent boy out. It's all
this
about
Jeffrey.
Filth.
Say hello.
Hi.
This is the Onion.
Hello.
This is who runs it. This
Believe
is who thinks they're
boy.
Taking over. Will they win?
Come here.
It's up to you.
Let me feast my eyes on that boy. Come here.
Share this video. Share this report.
Take a look at you.
Stand against these people.
Hey.
They think they're stronger than you. They think they're
the
better than you.
The size of him.
They think you're pathetic.
Hmm. Nice. See your mouth. Nice. Nice teeth. You want to sit on Uncle Tim's lap?
About to sell the
Get
kid.
On my knee. I like your son a lot.
All right, Tim. Listen, Reggie, after a few calculations here, it looks like your store isn't quite fit for the new Dobus brand.
Sorry, Reg, we're going to have to shut this boy down.
It's been in the family for years.
You know, the new Swallow Valley Mall is about fresh, clean, safe.
You know what, Tim? There's an opening for head of janitorial, and I don't know Reggie's qualifications, but I feel like we could give him a shot.
What do you think? You do the dust, you do the shine.
We make a mess, you clean it up, that's the job.
Yeah, we're going to mess your son up.
Okay, yeah.
Great.
Give us your son.
Well, Reggie, sounds like you're going to be pretty busy over the next few weeks.
Oh, your son's
Jeffrey,
really busy.
How about you tag along with us, and I could teach you a little bit about what it's like to be a businessman around here, what it's like to be a real man.
Just like Eyes Wide Shut ends, the man and the daughter over.
Huh? Sound good?
Yes, sir.
Oh, don't call me sir. Why don't you call me daddy? Say yes, daddy.
Yes, daddy.
Does that sound good to you, Uncle Reg?
Yeah, okay.
You're going to be my son?
So the pedophiles produce TV, and they get with Bloomberg, and they get with the Democrats, and they get with Koskov and Koskov, and Senator Blumenthal, who runs it, and these are their productions. They haven't even taken us over yet, not even a quartering, but they say they have. And they produce all this fake stuff and say they're me. They're not shutting down the signal. The Alex Jones Network's about to begin. We're going to sue the living hell out of these people. And there are courts they don't control. And there are lawyers they don't control. And America and the world's waking up. And they know they're in deep trouble. They know the beginning of the end of their operation has begun. By the way, they came in and said, sir, we found dozens of more clips about pedophilia. They know that they're in deep crap. You call me your daddy. I'm taking your son. They want all our sons. They want all our daughters. They want everything. Are you going to give it to them? Or are you going to spread the word about what we're doing in the face of these people? You want somebody to fight for you? We're doing it. So all you people on the fence, share these reports. Share these videos. Support us at theoligshowstore.com. Damn it. There's all these genres of news and information, but the enemy, the bad guys want us off the air because they know myself and my crew and Harrison Smith, we've got their number. We have a plan to go 5 a.m. to midnight with live programming. I won't own it. They can't stop it, any of it. We're going all out. We're fighting these people that openly promote pedophilia on national television and got Sam Hyde canceled for promoting freedom. That's the bottom line. So if you don't stand with us, you literally stand with these people. That is a fact. They're so arrogant that they produce national TV shows about offshore ships raping and killing children. That's what they think's cool. That's what they think's funny. And they think it's funny that they're going to supposedly take this over and people are going to be convinced by it. You guys are done. Your death gasp, your death rattle, your
your final attempt to hang on by your fingernails is the perfect launch for the shutdown of this operation. God works in mysterious ways. So go now to the AlexJonesStore.com. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. Download it on the droid and all of it. And we're going to continue in the app. We're going to fight these people to the end, and we are going to win. The Great Awakening's here. But you just saw a bunch of spirit-cooking, Aleister Crowley devil worshippers that are trying to hijack this operation. The ball's in your court. I've done my job. Now it's up to you. Support us. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Harrison Smith takes over now. Share that fucking link. Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller. Navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of, like, thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.